9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heeter and Carter Hill.
It is hot, and so are the Salem Red Sox, as Salem looks for the win in Game 6 out of 6 against the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And with that, we say hi above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox are on the air. Giovanni Heeter joined alongside Carter Hill with you, and Carter, doesn't get much better than this. Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, a gorgeous, a hot day for baseball out there. And we got ourselves a series finale. The Red Sox looking to win their fourth of the week.
A sun-splashed Sunday is the best way to put it. And it should be a great day of baseball. And there's a lot on the line tonight for the Salem Red Sox. You know, we touched on it yesterday, but because they were unable to secure a victory yesterday, it carries over into Sunday, whereas the Red Sox have still not won a home series this season. So, if the Salem Red Sox are victorious today, that's big time. That's the first time this year they've won a home series. First time this year they've won back-to-back series after winning 4-6 in Augusta last week. And they were above 500 yesterday for the first time since April 16th. So, clearly, playing better baseball. They have yet to lose a series, and that will still at least continue this week after at least securing a series split since the third week of the season in a series loss to the Lynchburg Hillcats. So, a lot of storylines today. We're going to go through quite a bit of them in just a second, not only with the game, but really how the lineup is constructed too. And man, there's a lot to like there for sure. No doubt about that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're going to go in our second segment and talk all about the lineup, break it down on both sides, give you a preview of your starting pitchers. A lot to discuss. Our pregame coverage here in Salem, we're just about 20 minutes away from first pitch. It's game 6 out of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and your Salem Red Sox. All right, let's go ahead and have a series recap here, Carter. And I think you have to start all the way back on Tuesday. The Red Sox were able to set the table, take a 1-0 lead in the series. 6-5, the final score. It was the first of two extra inning games in the series, and the Red Sox showed a lot of resilience. It was their first of two comebacks in the week as well.
They did, and it really set the tone for the rest of the week, it seemed like. That was a 6-5 comfort behind victory on Tuesday. The Red Sox, they trailed at one point 3-2. They then tied the ball game up. And then Fayetteville, they held a 5-3 lead after they scored two runs in the top of the 10th. So you go to the home half of the frame after going to extras. You're trailing by two, and yes, you do have what would be a fourth run already on base with, you know, minor league baseball, guys starting on second base automatically in extras. But you're still down two runs, so you got to get two runs to cross. You get that first run across with these. Jostenson Garcia, two-run double into right center, an RBI double, I should say, into right center. It sets up the Red Sox and Fraile Encarnacion. First and third, nobody out. An out was yet to be recorded. Sox are trailing by one. He laces a double down the right field line. It scores two runs. The Red Sox, after looking like they were going to fall in extras that night, trailing by two, they put up a three spot without Fayetteville recording an out. They win it 6-5, and then it carries over into Wednesday a little bit. And yes, that was a loss for the Salem Red Sox. They trailed 8-0 early on in that one. But Salem was able to bring the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded, two outs, Antonio Anderson was at the dish. Didn't get it done in that situation, but again, you take some momentum with you. Then you get to Thursday. That's a 10-1 victory. I mean, it was all Salem Sox that night, really from start to finish. Fayetteville took a 1-0 lead, and then you put up a six spot in the home half of the second, and from there, it was all the Salem Sox. Then Friday comes around. It's an 8-6 victory for Salem. And that was one that you feel like could have gone either way. It was a great ball game. Salem gets the job done late once again. Daniel McGalvany, a go-ahead two-run double into right center. And then last night, the momentum's maybe halted just a tad. You're up 7-1, and then the Woodpeckers, they score seven unanswered, six in regulation, and they get one in the 10th, and you leave the tying run at third base in the home half. So you lose that one, but still a big opportunity to win the series today, and that would be big going forward.
Carter, it felt as though this team was going to coast last night, right? Up 7-1, a six-run advantage, and then all of a sudden, slowly the Woodpeckers just kept chipping away, and what turned into what looked like it could be five wins in 6 days has now shifted, and now you kind of got to play with your backs against the wall, because a split today, three games apiece, would feel like a disappointment at that point.
I think it would, especially after you won three of the first four, right? I mean, like Fayetteville, they were in first place for a large majority of the season in the Carolina League South, so they're a very capable club. But still, when you win three of the first four games at home, you expect to win one of the last two, especially when you're up 7-1 in the Saturday game at one point in the contest. So, yes, I think if the Red Sox were to lose today, they will have felt like they've gotten one, or one has gotten away, I should say. But at the same time, Fayetteville, very capable team. The Red Sox playing good baseball still. I expect it to be a good game today. I expect it to be a game in which Salem can come out on top. But at the same time, you gotta respect Fayetteville and know what they've done so far this year. So yeah, definitely want to win this one today. Definitely don't want to feel like you let one get away. You want to take 4-6, and then you get on the road and leave to go to Lynchburg for a six-game set. And you know, them the Hillcats are going to be duking it out the rest of the season, and that's a series that I think the Salem Red Sox, they probably want back from the second or the third weekend of the season.
Carter, it is hot. I kid you not, 84 degrees right now. How could that play a factor into today's ball game, because it's warm out there?
Oh, the ball could be flying today, no doubt about that. We've seen plenty of home runs throughout the series. Coming into this series, the Salem Red Sox, they had three home runs here in Salem on the season. Well, that's now up to eight, and it continues to add day in and day out. There's also a little bit of wind out there in straightaway center field. You can see the American flag continuing to whip beyond the 401 sign. So I think this could be a high-scoring game today, and it has nothing to do with the pitching matchup, because we know what Luis Cohen can do. But the way the Red Sox have been swinging the sticks, the middle of the Fayetteville order is also very dangerous as well. I think there's a chance this is another game that gets to the 8-7, 9-7 type range, and that's what the fans want to see. You like to see offense. We haven't seen a ton of that at times throughout the series, a couple sprinkled in here and there. But at the same time, I think today is one that definitely could shift that direction, and the Red Sox would be in a good position should it do just that.
The ball certainly has been flying. The Red Sox have six homers this week here at home. Came in to the week, Carter, just hitting three long balls all season up to this point here at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
And Antonio Anderson has hit his first two of his professional career, and he's definitely going to be a big storyline going into this one. Daniel McGalvany also homer for the first time this season. Jocelyn Garcia went yard to left center field. I feel like I'm Miguel Blaise yesterday, of course.
Miguel
ripped
Blaise.
One down the left field line.
Albert Feliz did.
So
Fraley Encarnacion hit one.
Yes,
so do we have more than six?
We have more than six. That's seven right there. Up to 10 home runs this season here in Salem. Regardless, the ball's been flying out of the yard this week. Fayetteville has three to their credit as well, and they've hit a couple off the base of the wall, too. So it's going to be exciting today. I think it'll be a fun brand of baseball. I think there's a lot to like with the pitching matchup, too. We'll get to Luis Cohen, but he's been one of Salem's best starters at times when he's at his best, and he's going to have to quiet down this Fayetteville lineup today. But back to your earlier point, this is one that Salem definitely has got to take care of. You don't want to feel like you let one get away here at home in a six-game set.
The Sox are even at 500. They're 22-22 on the year. Fayetteville, on the other hand, 21-23. The Woodpeckers sit 4.5 games back in the Carolina League South. The Red Sox are 5 games back in the Carolina League North. Interesting, the Carolina Mudcats have reclaimed the lead atop the Carolina League North with a 26-16 record. Fredericksburg behind them, 27-17. After that, it's down east, 24-19. Lynchburg, 23-21. The Red Sox, second to last, 22-22. And then Delmarva is 15-28. But at just 5 games back, you're within that threshold of really anything can happen.
Yes, absolutely. And it feels like the Red Sox have been vying for that spot all season long. And They didn't lose any ground yesterday despite the loss. You know, you're still five back, and Carolina and Fredericksburg are going to continue to duke it out at the top. And while the Mudcats do have a slight edge from a win percentage standpoint, they're pretty much tied in the win-loss column. Down East is 2.5 back. We haven't seen them yet here in Salem, but we will here in about 2 weeks. And then Lynchburg and Salem, sure, they're fourth and fifth, but at the same time, when you're 4 and 5 games back, you're within striking distance, particularly when you got 6-game series coming up. So when the Red Sox go on the road to Lynchburg next week, that is going to be a pretty ever-so-crucial series leading into, I believe, the beginning of June. So, again, it's why it's so important for the Red Sox to take care of business today. But Salem has put themselves in the position to once again be in position after a strong last couple of weeks.
We're about 12 minutes away from first pitch between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. Salem looking for their fourth win of the week and to clinch in the series finale and come away with a series victory. Fayetteville on the other side in hunt for the split. Back in 2 minutes, our pregame coverage rolls on here from Carilion Clinic Field. We step aside. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Welcome back, high above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We got George Washington throwing out the first pitch here on Memorial Day weekend, and it's in there for a strike. Nevertheless, yep. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And Carter, first our Carilion Clinic injury report. Obviously, no Johan Fran Garcia for the rest of the year for the Sox. Other than that, been a pretty healthy scratch. This is the first week Nizan Zanatello has been back. He'll appear for the third time this week.
I'm really excited for you to read off this starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, because I think Boston Red Sox fans out there are clamoring for a lineup like this, right? I mean, we've seen what we're going to see at the top of four. But with that being said, we haven't seen it with Antonio Anderson and Miguel Blaise clicking like they are right now. Same with Nellie Taylor Jr. So I'm excited to see it get to that. But, yeah, there's a lot to like today. And, again, to your point, I think if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, this is a game and this is a bottom of the first you're going to want to tune in for sure, because the Red Sox playing good baseball and top of the lineup is a big reason why.
Well, why don't you go ahead and read off our starting lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and then we'll get into this electric factory, so to speak, for the Red Sox.
Here is the starting nine for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, led by second-year manager Ricky Rivera. The Woodpeckers coming at 21-23 overall. and they're the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Leading us off is the shortstop, Chase Jaworski, 30th overall prospect in the Houston Astros organization. He leads off playing short. Now, Omar Ochoa Jr. isn't right. He's in the two-hole for Fayetteville, and man, oh, man, yesterday, well, he threw out two runners at the plate on back-to-back plays to, quite frankly, save the ball game for the Woodpeckers and vault Fayetteville to the victory. In the 3-0, it's the center fielder, Kenny Gomez. So 1-2-3, it goes Jaworski, Ochoa, and Gomez. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Juan Santander, and he had his fingerprints all over last night's victory as well. Had two doubles, an RBI double, and also he secured the save in the bottom of the 10th. They brought in a position player to pitch, and he retires the Red Sox in order to give the Peckers an 8-7 victory. The left fielder, Cesar Hernandez, bats fifth for the Woodpeckers, and Oliver Carrillo is in the sixth hole. He plays first for the Peckers. So 4-5-6, it goes Santander, Hernandez, and Carrillo, I should say. And then the third baseman, Wander Luciano, is at the hot corner, and he's in the 7-0 for Fayetteville. The 18th best prospect in the Astros organization. Alejandro Nunez is the second baseman. He bats 8th tonight for Fayetteville. And in the 9th hole, behind the dish, it is the catcher, Will Bush. We've seen him alternate with Fernando Caldera all week long. Bush gets the start behind the plate tonight. So 7-8-9, it will go Luciano, Nunez, and Bush. And Julio Marte is on the bump, the right-hander so far this year. Appearance number 5, start number 3, comes in with an 0-3 record and a 7.90 ERA. So that is the starting lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, penciled in by second-year manager Ricky Rivera.
Thank you, Carter. All right, let's get into this awesome, awesome lineup for the Salem Red Sox. I would argue, Carter, this is probably the most impressive and most deadly lineup that the Red Sox have assembled all season long. So kudos to Liam Carroll. I think it's much in part to the way that this team has been hitting the last couple of weeks. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I would. Absolutely. And again, it goes back to the numbers that we're about to read off in just a minute. It starts with Antonio Anderson, Miguel Blaze, Nelly Taylor Jr. Nizan Zenitello is still yet to get it going, per se, since he returned back from the IL. But that's coming in due time. And then Jostenson Garcia, too, ripped a three-run homer earlier in the series. So there is a lot to like about this lineup. And then even at the bottom of the order, with Daniel McKelvey, what he's done this week, a two-run double to go ahead on Friday, his first homer of the season, Encarnacion, the walk-off double earlier in the series. And then even guys like Stanley Tucker and Marvin Alcantara have been good as well. So a lot to like here for the Salem Red Sox.
Well, here is the Salem Red Sox lineup, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. At the top of the order, the designated hitter, the 19-year-old now, after a birthday yesterday, Nizan Zenitello. He returns from injury this week, still easing his way back into things, looking for his first hit of the series, but he was sensational before he went down and, again, continuing to develop his way back. Antonio Anderson, he's in the hot corner, plays third base and bats second. Two home runs in the series, some interesting numbers on him. He's hitting .318 in his last five games, both of those with home runs. Three runs batted in that stretch. He's been terrific. Miguel Blaze bats third. He comes in on a 10-game hitting streak. He plays in right field. Jostenson Garcia, in my opinion, one of the best defensive center fielders in the Carolina League and one of the most underrated prospects in the Red Sox organization. He plays out in center field. He's homered this series. He plays and bats cleanup. Nelly Taylor Jr. is out in left field, currently on a 9-game hitting streak. He bats fifth, and boy, do we have some numbers to crack open as the ball game unfolds for Nelly Taylor Jr. Batting sixth, Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop. Fraley Encarnacion plays first base. He bats seventh, and Carter, he was quietly going into his last ball game two nights ago on a 12-game hitting streak. Now, that was snapped, but he still really was able to do some impressive stuff, and that's just one kind of off game for him where he doesn't register a hit. He can find his way back into a groove tonight.
Yes, he definitely can, and he's somebody that is kind of in the lineup, I'd say, two games for every three, per se.
Yeah.
And can play multiple different positions, first and third. He's at first tonight, no big out. And for Encarnacion, he's another guy that quietly, he's putting together quite a year down here in Salem, whether it be him, whether it be Nelly Taylor Jr., Jostenson Garcia, or a guy who's not in the starting nine today, Andy Lugo. That group right there is a big reason why the Red Sox are in the position they're in right now.
Daniel McAlpin is the catcher. He bats eighth. He has teed off for a home run already this series. Had a terrific night a couple of days back. A home run in the third, a walk in the fifth, and then a two-run scoring double in the eighth, part of a Red Sox 8-6 come-from-behind win. Probably their most complete win of the series, besides the 10-1 domination, but to be able to come from behind, show that resilience, and score four runs in the eighth inning to reclaim the lead, that was really something, and he was a big part of it. Then Stanley Tucker rounds out the batting order. He bats ninth and plays second base. One more time through for the Red Sox, Zanatello, Anderson, Blaise, Garcia, Taylor Jr., Alcantara, Encarnacion, McKelvey behind the dish, and Stanley Tucker. Luis Cohen on the hill for the Red Sox today. We got an interesting pitchers matchup on a series that really has been loaded with Red Sox talent and mixing and matching. Luis Cohen, one of the more normal starters that you see take the ball first this afternoon.
By the way, happy 21st birthday to Luis Cohen.
Good thing they're
afternoon.
Off tomorrow.
Good thing they're off tomorrow, indeed. Signed as an international free agent back in June of 2022. And, yeah, he's been solid for Salem so far this year. Has a 2-4 record, 3.38 ERA, 29 and a third innings pitched, 24 strikeouts to just 9 walks. Actually hasn't pitched since all the way back on May 14th in a victory over the Augusta Green Jackets. But he tossed 5 innings of shutout ball in that one, yielding just 3 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. So a lot to like with Cohen, and I think he's a guy that, without a doubt, gives you length, too. So excited to see what he does tonight against what has been at times a good Fayetteville lineup, and what at times this week has been a good Fayetteville lineup for sure.
No doubt about it. All right, we're just about 2 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. Time to step aside for the national anthem, and first pitch is on the horizon. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner.
Here.
Annette Lloyd with the final notes of a terrific national anthem here on Memorial Day weekend at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're set and we're ready for game number 6. Series on the line, the Red Sox with an opportunity to clinch a series victory at home for the first time in 2024. And on the other side, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers hunting for the split. Ready to take us for the first 3 innings of play-by-play? The best partner a guy could ask for, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Hader. Appreciate you there. As Gio noted, it is game 6 of 6 of this 6-game set between the Salem Red Sox, who come in at 22-22 on the season. The single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at 21-23, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Well, the Red Sox were winners on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. The Woodpeckers won 8-4 on Wednesday, and then yesterday, a dang good ball game. Went to extras, 7 unanswered runs for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and they win it 8-7. So, naturally, it all comes down to this, and trying to go for their first series victory at home this season, the Red Sox will send the right-hander Luis Cohen to the bump. On birthday number 21 for the right-hander from Venezuela, he comes in with a 2-4 record and a 3.38 ERA. This is start number 8 on the season for him. 29 1/3 innings pitched, 24 strikeouts to just overall 9 walks. Well, let's look at the lineup once again for Fayetteville. Jaworski, Ochoa Jr., Gomez, 1-2-3. Santander, Hernandez, and Carrillo, that's 4-5-6. And Luciano Nunez and Bush, 7-8-9. The Red Sox looking for what would be the first time this year they've won back-to-back series. And boy, oh boy, what momentum that would be going forward as you head to Lynchburg for a 6-game series. Righty on lefty matchup to start today is Chase Jaworski. The shortstop digs in from the left side. Cohen is ready. Jaworski is ready. And on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon in Salem, let's do it as he winds and fires, and the first pitch misses low and outside. First pitch, 3:09 p.m.
Indeed, my friend, let's do it. Big one today. Feels like there's so much at stake to head on the road with some big momentum after a win.
1-0. Just misses low and away. Went with the fastball, did Luis Cohen at 93, and the count is quickly 2-0. So Jaworski, the 30th best prospect in the Astros organization, he comes in at 210 on the season. 3 homers, 13 RBIs, 2-0. There's a strike, outer half of the plate as he paints the outside corner, and it's 2-1.
Speaking of paint, how about that field?
Yes.
Will Cole, our director of field operations, him and his staff, a terrific job with the Memorial Day decor.
2-1. He swings, lines it right side, and it's passing Encarnacion into right for base hit. Around first is Jaworski. He'll head to second. Let's see if he stops there as he will. It's a leadoff double, and the Peckers are in business here in the first.
Tough play for Encarnacion. Hit 101 off the bat. Went downstairs for a slider below the knees and ripped it to the right side. Encarnacion had a chance at it, but a screamer, and it gets past him for a double.
It brings up Ochoa Jr. now, the right fielder, as we were just touching on. Gorgeous day in Salem. But you can see some rain now start to work its way towards the ballpark, looking over down the right field line.
Indeed.
254 hitter is Ochoa, second on the team. Righty on righty matchup, first pitch. Inside it goes, 1-0. Ochoa Jr. yesterday, quite frankly, Gio, saved the game for Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Out in right field, the Red Sox had first and second, nobody out. A single through the right side. Sent Antonio Anderson home, and Ochoa, he threw him out for out number 1. 1-0. Swing, gonna miss. 1-1. Well, the very next hitter, a line drive into right. It's caught for out number 2. The runner's tagging from third, and he's thrown out at home on back-to-back plays by the same fielder. I don't know if I've necessarily seen that before.
Heck of a throw. Probably shouldn't have taken off from third, but
1-1. Swing, get a miss, 1-2.
Nevertheless, terrific throw. It got so much traction that minor league baseball on social media, as MILB, posted it on Instagram and Twitter and the back-to-back highlights.
Red Sox are in their home whites today with the red lettering across the chest, and in all red are the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as Ochoa calls time. Modeling that Boston Red Sox look are the Salem Red Sox and then the Woodpeckers. Sam Unis is a couple nights ago with black lettering, spelling the Ville across the chest. One ball, two strikes. He kicks and deals. Swing and a tipper down the first baseline, fielding it going. He flips to first. There's out number one. But moving from second to third is Jaworski. And a swinging bunt has the Peckers with a potential first run 90 feet away.
Yeah, you're going to take that if you're Fayetteville. Swinging bunt, and Chase Jaworski easily advances to third. Sets the table nicely here for Kenny Gomez.
Sets up Kenny Gomez indeed as the infield draws about halfway in, and now it will creep all the way in for Salem. Gomez, the starting center fielder today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch from the stretch, he deals. Swinging a ground ball right side on the back end, Encarnacion. He comes home. The throw is not in time, and Fayetteville strikes first.
Eesh. You know, obviously hindsight's 20-20, and you think maybe he should have gone to first with that one instead. You would have had your second out. Easy to say in retrospect, but didn't seem like that close of a play at the plate.
It goes down as a fielder's choice for Gomez. It was 97 off the bat, and Encarnacion made the nice play to backhand it. But not really a play at home as Jaworski's speed beats him. And Fayetteville has the early 1-0 lead.
I actually think if the throw was a little better, there was a better chance.
Here's Juan Santander now. First pitch, he kicks and deals. Runner off from first. There's a strike. Throw to second will be not in time. And a stolen bag for Gomez. But the count 0-1 on Juan Santander.
All of a sudden, Carter starting to ever so slightly sprinkle.
Yes.
Those big pellet-type raindrops on a hot summer's day at 84 degrees. It's muggy. This has thunderstorms tonight written all over it.
Well, let's hope it's after the 6:30 hour-ish,
absolutely,
if you will, in Southwest Virginia. Oh, one. Misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1.
I mean, this is totally like...
This screams summer.
This screen,
because it
yeah.
was there was not a cloud in the sky working our way over here. And then, yeah, all of a sudden could see the rain coming over the mountains, and it looks like it will be a brief little shower. But interesting to note for sure. 1-1. Inside it goes. 2-1. Santander, the designated hitter, had two doubles yesterday. He leads the team with a .255 average, four homers and 16 ribbies. Also recorded the save last night in his second appearance of the season.
Oh, it's really starting to come down a little bit more now. Might have to reel in the crowd, Mike.
2-1. There's a strike outside corner. 93, painting the outer half, and it's 2-2.
Our poor friend Andrew's got his giant boom pole sticking out. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcaster, a couple boosts to our right. There's no reeling that in.
No, no doubt about that. This was also not in the forecast, too, by the way.
No.
2-2. Breaking ball sails low and away, and the count runs full.
All right, we got to move everything
back. Yeah, let's move these.
We got the computers getting wet.
And Cohen and Danny McAlvin are going to have a quick meeting on the bump.
We got a towel?
We'll see if we can grab one. Yeah, let's.
It's coming in sideways, unfortunately.
It's starting to come in pretty quickly. This is not the start I expected here in the top of the first.
No.
Oh, gosh.
This was not on the bingo card.
Nonetheless, three balls, two strikes to Juan Santander. As the wind starts to whip, he winds and fires. Swinging a line drive left side, it's down for a hit. Around third momentarily is Gomez. He'll stop there. It's a one-out rocket single off the bat of Santander. And all of a sudden, first and third with one down for Fayetteville. That ball was hit so hard, and Gomez had to hold up. Not really a chance to score. But Fayetteville, after already striking for a run, has set itself up nicely with Cesar Hernandez now, the left fielder. First and third, one down. Hernandez comes in at .217 on the season. A homer and five ribbies. Righty on lefty matchup, he winds and fires. Swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. Count starts at 0-1. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, left to right in the infield. Antonio Anderson, he's down at third. Marvin Alcantara at short. Stanley Tucker at second. And Encarnacion down at first. A wide. He swings, lines it. Right field, moving over Miguel Blaze. He makes the catch. Tagging from third, Gomez. The throw to the plate is cut off. Throw there now, not in time. And it's now 2-0 Fayetteville. Near the first. We're going to start to close these windows, too. Our scorebooks are getting nice and drenched.
Here, we could stick this out the corner.
Yeah, let's stick it out the corner right here. Just so you get the natural effects here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Here's Oliver Carrillo now. Starting first baseman for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Off of first is Santander, righty-on-righty matchup. And here's Cohen's first pitch. Long looking, he winds and fires. Inside it goes, and the count is 1-0. Miss with the first pitch fastball. Carrillo's been somebody who has also had his imprint on the series so far. He's kind of traded that spot with Xavier Cassarella. Has played the field at times this series. 1-0. Misses low and away. 2 balls and no strikes. And the Red Sox, you know, they've limited this Fayetteville team for the most part throughout the series. But when it's counted most, the Packers have gotten big-time hits in big-time situations. And that's been a product of the middle of the order, per se. 2 balls, no strikes. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball low and away. It's 3-0. The Packers hit just .221 as a team. But a big reason why they were victorious yesterday and back on Wednesday is they get hits with runners in scoring position. And Carrillo, Juan Santander is off of first. Big reason why. 3-0. Here's a strike in her half on a fastball. Counts 3-1. Left to right in the outfield for the Red Sox. Nellie Taylor Jr. left. Jocelyn Garcia in center. And Miguel Blaze is over and right. 3-1. He winds and fires. Swinging a fly ball into deep left. Nellie Taylor Jr. moving back to his right. And he makes the grab head high for out number three. But the Woodpeckers, they get 2 runs as we move to the home out of the first in Salem. 2-0. The Packers on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home out of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top of the Salem Red Sox as it goes 1-2-3 in the Red Sox order. And for those at Fenway Park, they're going to want to tune in. 1-2-3, Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze. First pitch, righty on righty, and Julio Marte winds and fires. Here's a first pitch strike outside corner, and the count's nothing and one. Well, Marte comes into this one. Start number 3, appearance number 5. He's 0-3 on the season with a 7.90 ERA. 0-1. Here's a strikeout or half again, quickly 0-2. What a bizarre situation this is, Gio. It is, quite frankly, sunny outside right now.
It's sun showering. You can hear it.
0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. So Zanatello K's for the 7th time since his return, and here's Antonio Anderson.
In fact, Should we reel in that microphone or what?
Let's see here.
How wet is it getting out there?
We'll put it there for a minute.
All right.
Here's Anderson. Digs in from the left side. First pitch, he curls and unfurls. Swing and a lifter. Straight away center. Kenny Gomez is right there. Barely has the move. And gloves it head high for out number two. Oh, Anderson. He came into that at bat in the last five games hitting .318. Plays out there. And here's Miguel Blaze, now the right fielder. Well, Blaze, the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, really turned things on as of late. He's up to .250 on the season. He's hitting .308 in the month of May. And done a nice job at the plate. First pitch, breaking ball sails high and in. And the count's 1-0. Homer yesterday. No doubt bombed down the left field line. Also, ripped a single into left. It was 112 off the bat. Hardest hit ball of his professional career for Miguel Blaze. One ball, no strikes. He winds and fires. In the dirt it goes. Moves the count to 2-0. The entire starting lineup for the Red Sox: Zanatello, Anderson, Blaze, Garcia, Taylor, Alcantara, and Encarnacion, McKelvey, and Stanley Tucker. Defensive alignment for the Packers: Luciano at third, Jaworski at short, Nunez is at second, and Oliver Carrillo is down at first. 2-0, breaking ball low and out, 3 balls and no strikes. In the outfield, Cesar Hernandez is in left. You just saw Kenny Gomez out in straightaway center. And Omar Ochoa Jr. is out in right. 3-0. Swing and a pop-up foul down the first baseline. Move the count to 3-1. Behind the plate, Will Bush. Julio Marte is on the bump. Jocelyn Garcia is on deck. Here's the 3-1. Kicks and deals. Swing and a pop-up, straightaway center. Kenny Gomez again takes two steps in and will make the catch for out number three. So three up, three down, go the Red Sox. And to the second we go in Salem, 2-0. The Packers on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers with a 2-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox in Game 6 of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 7-8-9 in the Peckers' order goes Wander Luciano, Alejandro Nunez, and Will Bush. Luciano will dig in as the 18th best prospect in the Astros organization. Second inning of work for the right-hander Luis Cohen. He yielded 2 runs back in the first. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame. Long look in from Luis Cohen, and after he comes set, he'll wind and fire. Breaking ball high and in, 1-0. So I believe the rainfall has ceased now. I believe we're in the clear for now as the sun-splashed Sunday returns. Fans have made their way back to the seats, which is your clue. 1-0. There's a strikeout or half, 1-1. Whenever those fans return to the seats with a towel, that's how you know, okay, I think the participation has stopped. Seems to be the case at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball. Straightaway center, Justin Singh Garcia makes the catch on the run for out number one. Tell you what, Gio. So far in the series, the bats have been the series for Salem. At the same time, though, we have seen, not saying that was a gorgeous play, but defensively, barring the three-error night on Friday, the Sox have made some shining plays as well in the outfield.
Outfield, infield as well. I mean, Marvin Alcantara's been terrific. Justin Singh Garcia, sliding catch the other night.
Nunez swings and misses at the first pitch. It's nothing and one. And you're seeing guys move around today, whether it be Nelly Taylor Jr. in left, Justin Singh Garcia in center, Miguel Blaise on right. Oh, Wine winds and fires, misses low and away, and the count is one and one. Oh, so by the way, our umpiring crew for today's contest, Robert Bonet behind the plate, Tyler Green is in the field. Woodpeckers lead it 2-0 early on, and here's the 1-1. Skips in the dirt, and it's 2-1. I'll tell you what, too. The Red Sox, despite trailing 2-0, you're going to the second. You had the strikeout from Nizan Zanatello. Anderson flew up, and Miguel Blaise hit a ball hard down the left field line. And here's the 2-1. Swing and a fly ball. Straightaway center field. Justin Singh Garcia again, ranging back, and he makes the basket catch for out number two.
He always does. He always does. I'm not sure why he chooses to
do
that.
Who is that out? Who is that out in center field who made that catch way back in the day? Why am I blanking on his name? Played for the Royals.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Jeez, I'm going to kick myself on that one.
What are you talking about?
He played both football. I'll show you the clip later.
Oh, Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson, yes. Will Bush. As it sails high and away on the first pitch, counts 1-0. Yeah, Bo Jackson, way back in the day, I believe playing for the Royals, ranged back to the wall, and as he climbed the wall, Spider-Man style, made a basket catch, and it's still legendary
right,
to this day.
Right, right. Actually, I do know what you're talking
Swing and a fly ball again to Justin Singh Garcia. Moving to his right, he's there, and makes the catch for out number three. Well, that ties a minor league baseball record. Three putouts to the same fielder. It has been tied, who knows how many times.
Wow.
As he ahead of the home half of the second in Salem, it's 2-0. The Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0 the Sox trail against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in Game 6 of this six-game set. Heart of the Sox order as it goes Justin Singh Garcia, Nelly Taylor Jr., and Marvin Alcantara. Second inning of work for the right-hander Julio Marte. Through a 3-3 down scoreless frame back in the first, getting Nizan Zanatello to K. And two flyouts off the bat of Antonio Anderson and Miguel Blaise. So here's Justin Singh Garcia. He digs in from the right side. Righty on righty matchup to start the frame. First pitch from Marte after the long look in as he curls and unfurls. Swinging a chopper foul, third base side. Count starts at 0-1. Well, Justin Singh Garcia at 285, 265, I should say, on the season. Five homers, 19 ribbies. Three run bomb earlier in the six game set. 0-1. He swings, punches it right side. It's down for a base knock. Well, you'll take that. Jostensen Garcia, first hit of the day for Salem, and the Sox are in business.
He'll absolutely take that, Carter, and we've talked about how potent this lineup is. Garcia starting hot here in the second. First hit of the day for the Sox, much needed after a 1-2-3 first.
So here's Nelly Taylor Jr. now in the five hole for the Salem Red Sox, and he's a guy who I don't know if we've truly highlighted as much as we probably should. You look at what he's done recently. First pitch, he takes it low and inside. It's 1-0. He's on that 9-game hitting streak. 3 straight multi-hit games. He's hitting 412 during that stretch. But you look at his background, and you can see why he's having so much success for Salem, if you will. 1-0. He swings, pops it up, left side of the infield. In foul ground is Luciano. He's there and makes the catch for out number one. So Nelly says you got to wait on that one. And here's Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop. And actually, why not? Let's talk about Nelly Taylor Jr. I want to get this in today. Nelly Taylor Jr., out of Clearwater, Florida, always came from a baseball background. He went to Polk State Junior College and was a heck of a player at the JUCO level. Reason why he's where he's at now. First pitch to Alcantara. Strike outside corner. First pitch fastball. Nothing in one. He was drafted in the 11th round out of Polk State a year ago. And in his senior season there, he hit 353, 6 homers, and 48 RBI. So that's great. 0-1, runner off from first. Swinging a pop-up down the right field line. It will trickle foul. And it's 0-2. And those numbers are great. But you look at what he did also away from Polk State. Well, he actually committed to go to Florida State in the transfer portal. Obviously not playing for the Seminoles, or else he'd be playing in an ACC title game today.
Yeah.
Signed with the Boston Red Sox after being drafted. And kind of how he was discovered was back when he played in the Cape Cod League. 0-2, swinging a knifer foul, first base side. Remains 0-2. He played for the Bourne Braves in the Cape back in 2022. And that's obviously one of the cream of the crops in the Cape Cod League. Anywhere you play up there, it's fantastic. It gets you the exposure you'd like to see. But when you play up there, it sets yourself up to play professional baseball. Throw to first is not there. Head first slide back in for Taylor Jr. Should say Garcia. Excuse me. And Taylor, you look at what he did in the Cape. Put up fine numbers, but again, the experience of playing up there, going back to JUCO, putting up the numbers he did, 0-2, swinging a chopper up the middle, Nunez back in, steps on second, throw to first, and did we get a foul ball? Yes, we did, and that's a break for the Salem Red Sox as they hit off the front foot of Marvin Alcantara, because that would have been a twin killer with ease.
How did that hit off of his foot?
And deflect that far away?
I don't think it did, because they're giving Garcia second.
They called a balk then, maybe? I believe they called a balk then. So that sets up the Red Sox, runner in scoring position with one down. No balls and two strikes on Alcantara. Winds and fires. Misses high away, 1-2. So Nelly Taylor commits to Florida State, signs with the Red Sox, and he's making the most of his opportunity so far. Now flirting with a 300 average in his first season of affiliated baseball. And, you know, Sox prospects list him as an elite defender. We've seen that. 1-2. Swing and a pop-up foul, first base side. Staying alive is Alcantara. We've seen that. Made two leaping grabs out and right so far this series, crashing up against the wall. Also has that plus speed. Was 31-37 in stolen bases back in college. And that's another big area of his game. But he always kind of grew up with maybe a little bit of a disadvantage. 1-2. Swinging a chopper, left side. Jaworski fields on a hop, throw to first across the diamond. It's not in time. So an infield single for Alcantara. Moving to third is Garcia, and the Sox have runners at the corners with one down.
One of those slow rollers, Carter, that it's just so impossible to get it to first in time. Good play by Jaworski, but not enough time to deal with, especially with how speedy Marvin Alcantara truly is.
So here's Encarnacion. Starting first baseman today for Salem. First and third one down, righty-on-righty matchup. So he grew up maybe with a tad bit of a disadvantage. We mentioned He's from Clearwater. Okay, he went to college in Winter Haven, Florida. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, nothing and one. About 50 miles outside of Orlando. Well, when Nellie Taylor Jr. was 5 years old, he was diagnosed with a rare kidney cancer. He was not allowed to play contact sports growing up. He still can't take certain things today because of his immune system, I would assume. Oh, one, swinging a tipper back to the screen, nothing and two. So you're already working with that. Then you get to your junior year of high school. He tears his labrum, which when you tear your labrum playing baseball, that can take you out for almost a full season, particularly with a high school schedule. Still finds his way to college ball, and here he is in the Red Sox organization. 0-2, swinging a fly ball. Down the left field line, Cesar Hernandez on the run. He makes the catch and foul ground for out number one, but tagging from third, Garcia. He'll score with ease, and it's now a 2-1 ball game here in Salem.
Yeah, good piece by Encarnacion. He's homered earlier this series. Cranked one pretty good left side. Better play by Hernandez, but deep enough to score Garcia. And much needed run for the Sox here in the bottom of the second.
And check that was out number two by Cesar Hernandez making the grab. But the Sox are on the board. And here's Daniel McAlvany, the starting catcher. Off of first is Marvin Alcantara. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the AP. As he winds and fires, misses high and away, 1-0. Daniel McAlvany so far this week, 225. Back on Friday, that was kind of his coming out game here in Salem. You look at what he's done. And on Friday night, go ahead, two-run double. That was back in the eighth, 1-0. Strike on the outer half, 1-1. Two-run double, put the Red Sox ahead. I was back in the home half of the eighth, made it a 6-5 ball game, but he also homered for the first time this season earlier in the contest. 1-1, breaking ball low and away, moves the count to 2-1. And now with your big guns at the top of the order, and with the middle of the order being guys like Encarnacion and Daniel McAlvany, the Red Sox, you know, it kind of feels like they found something here in Salem. 2-1, just misses low and outside. 92 miles an hour, and it did miss the outer edge. It was the count to 3-1. Just in case, Stanley Tucker's on deck. Starting second baseman. 3-1. Here's a strike, outer half. 94-mile-per-hour fastball, and the count runs full. So that releases Alcantara, who can run off of first. Base it in the gap here. Now, he could have a tie ball game up at 2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. He winds and fires. Misses high and outside and a 2-out walk. So all of a sudden, first and second. 2 down for the Salem Red Sox. And here's Tucker, who starts at second base today. Stanley Tucker, too. He's a JUCO guy, much like Nellie Taylor Jr. Now, he did play at the Power 5 level before being drafted by the Red Sox in the 19th round a season ago. Proud of the Texas A&M Aggies. First pitch from the stretch. There's a strike, outer half. Counts nothing and one. You know, we were listening on the way home the other day to a big league game, and it was the Yankees-Padres, and we said, you know, there's a random big league game on. And that was a good one. Juan Soto's return to San Diego. And Justin Shackle, who now does the play-by-play for Yankees Radio, they were joking about Texas A&M not knowing what the A&M stood for, per se. Oh, one, swinging a chopper foul. Little excuse me swing down the third baseline.
What is it? Is it agricultural?
And mechanical.
Yeah, that makes sense. That would probably be my guess, I guess.
Obviously got to play in the SEC for one of the powers and, quite frankly, one of the best fan bases in all of college baseball. 0-2. High and away, 1-2. Key piece on that Aggies team last year, they went to the Stanford Regional Final out in Palo Alto, California. Now finds himself in Salem, Virginia after playing 8 games here in Salem a season ago.
Probably feels a little different this time of year.
Yes. 1-2. Breaking ball, got him for strike 3, outer half. It took Robert Bonet a minute to ring him up, but he does on the outside corner, and it did catch the zone, according to TrackMan. So the Sox leave two runners on, but they do get a run. Zach will have to bat of Bradley Encarnacion. And to the third we go in Salem, 2-1. The Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the third we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Red Sox trail the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Third inning of work for the right-hander Luis Cohen, as back to the top we go for Chase Jaworski, Nomar Ochoa Jr., and Kenny Gomez, 1-2-3 in the Woodpeckers lineup. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. I'll tell you what, we came into this ballgame, it was 84 degrees, already a little bit humid. It rained for about 10 minutes, maybe. Came down pretty hard, still stayed pretty sun-splashed, but nonetheless, with the rain coming through, as here's the first pitch as he winds and fires, misses in the dirt, it's 1-0. With the rain coming through, I don't know if you can sense it, it's gotten that much more muggy and humid outside.
Oh, I can sense it.
It has that swampy type of air feel.
That's what's going on. It's gross.
One out. Slider that sweeps on the outer half, and it just missed the outside corner, makes it 2-0.
And we've officially decided, Carter, it's a 2 Celsius kind of day.
It's a 2 Celsius kind of day. Here at the ballpark, 2 balls, no strikes. He kicks and deals. Here's a strike outside corner, 91 mile per hour outer half, and it's 2-1.
It's funny how you have your go-to things every day. Like, you always eat at the same time before the game. I always crack a Celsius right before the pregame show. Kind of have your, not even rituals, it's just your routine more than anything.
2 balls and a strike on Chase Jaworski. He led off the game with a double back in the first. And the pitch. High and tight fastball, 3-1. Jaworski, the 30th best prospect in the Astros organization. That double was a line drive down the first baseline that got past Encarnacion and rolled all the way into the corner. He later scored the first run, 3-1. There's a strikeout or half. Went fastball again, and, you know, Robert Bonet's being consistent on the outside corner today. That's probably a good way to put it. Now, maybe a little bit generous towards the pitcher, but it's consistent, and that's all you can ask for. 3 balls, 2 strikes, kicks and deals. Swing a line drive, straight away center to his right jaw, hunt run Garcia, and he makes the grab ahead high for out number one.
I told you, Carter, you can't hit on him. I mean, he covers so much distance out there in center field. Another good play by Jostinson Garcia.
No doubt about that. Here's Ochoa Jr. Starting right fielder's 0 for 1 on the day, I should say. Bounced out back in the first. First pitch from Cohen as he winds and fires. Breaking ball low and away. 1-0. Yeah, back in the first, it was that little swinging bunt. Dribbler down the first baseline. And Luis Cohen able to scoop it up and flip to Encarnacion down at first. 1-0. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. Evens up the count at 1-1. And I'll tell you what, too. Again, we touched on this during the pregame. It feels like today is going to be one of those days, and now with the warm weather, where this could be a high-scoring game. If you're Fayetteville, 1-1, breaking ball low and outside, skips in the dirt, moves the count to 2-1. If you're Fayetteville, you have got to keep on adding runs. You know, you get the two in the first, and they know that for sure. But we saw yesterday it got to 7-7 real quickly later in the seventh. 2-1. Swing and a pop-up down the first base line. It will fall foul, and it evens up the count of 2-2. Kenny Gomez, the center fielder, is on deck. And also, if you missed it, Luis Cohen on the bump. 21st birthday in the house. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Swing and a pop-up foul back to the netting. And Ochoa stays alive. We saw the other day when Nizan Zanatello turned 19. He got a shout-out in the ballpark during our birthday shout-out. So I would imagine maybe that could be in the cards for Mr. Cohen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And he winds and fires. Swing and a knifer foul down the first baseline. And once again, Ochoa, he works a nice AB. We've seen it all week long.
Had a productive week. In the mix for sure. Yesterday had a two-hit day.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Long looking. And he kicks and deals. Swing and a line drive. Into right. Miguel Blaise is there. Makes the leaping grab for out number two. Well, back-to-back plays on the move in the outfield. Jocelyn Garcia and Miguel Blaise, 2 up, 2 down, and here's Kenny Gomez.
Yeah, that thing just kept moving, Carter. Yeah. Had a lot of carry. Blaise kind of came in on it and then had to range back a little bit further and leapt into the air to make the snag, but nice play, 2 away.
98 off the bat, but Miguel Blaise rocking those yellow spikes. Made the catch. First pitch, swing and a knifer foul down the third baseline. Count starts at 0-1.
That's just disrespectful. They got Kenny Gomez walking out to Fruit Salad by the Wiggles.
So is his name Kenny who sings it, I assume?
Maybe that's the reason.
Oh, one. Breaking ball low and in. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Now, they always do something goofy.
Yeah.
For the opposing
There's got to be some sort of connection. Like, it can't be that random, per se.
Do you think they have enough time to think of
it? I don't know.
They might.
1-1. Swinging a chopper foul, first base side. Moves the count to 1-2. I don't know. I mean, like, Stephen Langdon and Will Howe, I mean, they get in here pretty early in the morning.
They do.
Stephen comes in about in between 9 and 9:30 every single day. Will around 11. 1-2. Just misses low and inside. 82-mile-per-hour slider, and it's 2-2.
Also about 5 minutes before first pitch.
No, about 3 hours before first pitch. Nice little balance. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. He kicks and deals. Misses low and outside. Count runs full. Just in case, Juan Santander is on deck, the designated hitter. Yeah, no, it's... There is some attention to detail here at the ballpark, that's for sure. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow left, moving back Antonio Anderson. And the left fielder, Taylor, calls him off to make the grab for out number three. So 3 putouts in the outfield. Is a 3-up, 3-down frame. Into the home half of the third, we go in Salem. 2-1, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home of the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top of the Salem Red Sox. as we go back to the top of the order. Nizan Zenizelo, listen real closely. Nizan Zenizelo, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze lead us off. Third inning of work for the right-hander, and that is Julio Marte. So far, he's been pretty good for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You look at what he's done so far. Giving up just that one run. Two hits. And now the second time through the order as Zenizelo digs in from the right side. Now for Nizan Zenizelo, a former third-round pick and the eighth-best prospect in the Red Sox organization, still yet to record a base hit since his return from the IL. But that's going to come in a matter of time, right? I mean, before he went on the IL, this guy was 6-for-17, hitting above .412 to start the season. First pitch, he winds and fires. Just misses. Low and outside. 1-0. 92 miles an hour on the outer half. And Zenizelo's ahead in the count. One ball, no strikes. Right back to work. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike in her half. And that was a beautiful pitch. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Really was. A lot of lateral movement on that slider that came back in.
Zenizelo struck out in the first. 1-1. A breaking ball sizzles on the inner half. Just misses. It's 2-1. Nizan Zenizelo just turned 19 years old 3 days ago here in Salem. 2-1. Swinging a lifter. Straight away center. Moving back Kenny Gomez towards the wall. And he will make the grab head high just in front of the track for route number one.
103 off the bat. Hit it 384. Fortunately to dead center. And clear that wall dead center. Will Cole was saying with a 26-foot wall and 401 at the American flag. You got to hit it.
Yeah.
About 430 feet to clear.
Didn't think it was out off the bat. Thought it may have had a shot to clank off the wall. And Gomez races back to make the play. Here's Antonio Anderson. First pitch. Breaking ball outer half. It's nothing in one. Caught a strike by Robert Bonet. And, you know, it feels like Marte is mixing it up nicely. The breaking ball, the slider, the fastball. Oh, one. He kicks and deals. And the dirt it goes, 1-1. But, yeah, Zenizelo, well, anytime you can hit it 103 off the bat, the guys in Boston are going to like that.
Yeah.
That's the metrics that they enjoy. What maybe earns some guys some promotions at times in certain situations. 1-1. Winds and fires. Breaking ball high and away, sails to the backstop, and it moves the catcher 2-1.
I mean, we've said it so many times, but that's basically what happened with Roman Anthony last year. He was only hitting about 220 down here in Salem, but all the advanced metrics were there, got the call up.
2-1. He swings, rips it, right center field. Ochoa to his right, has room, and will make the head-high catch for out number two.
Just under that one, 99 off the bat. Hair underneath it. And again, Anthony left here with one home run, hitting 220 in about a two-month span.
Yeah.
Went up and what? Ended up with 12 homers on the season.
You're talking about who? I'm sorry?
Roman Anthony.
Roman Anthony, yep. Bobblehead Day the other day in Salem. Yes. Bobblehead Day the other day in Salem.
Bob Ross Bobblehead.
Yep.
On Art Appreciation Day here in Salem.
There's Miguel Blaze. First pitch, righty on righty matchup. He waves and misses at a breaking ball down and in. Nothing in one. Blaze flew out to left back in the first as the rain started to tsunami down, if you will, on Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Tsunami.
Oh, one. A breaking ball inner half just misses. It's 1-1. Came down pretty hard there for about 8 to 10 minutes, I'd want to say. We closed the windows up here for the first time all year.
Yep.
One ball, one strike. And he curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss. Went right back to the breaking ball inside, 1-2.
Three consecutive. You got to think he mixes it up. Fastball high and away.
Fastball high and away. Ahead in the count 1-2. I can see that.
Getting the chase. Tell you what, that's Miguel's pitch to hit, though. Give it to him.
1-2. And the dirt it goes. 2-2. One slider at 86.
Yeah, well, we know nothing.
Blaze, the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Long looking, and he kicks and deals. Swinging a bouncer. Left side, that's a fair ball. Luciano Gloves throws to first. It will be not in time. It two-hopped Carrillo down at first, and Blaze's speed beats it out for an infield single. That was barely a fair ball, too.
I think it might have hit the bag the way it took a hop.
Potentially.
It took an interesting hop up to Luciano. Did a good job snaring it, but, yeah, just didn't have enough oomph on the throw.
Let's see.
Two-hopper.
Chopper? Oh. Wow. Two-hopped in the mid of Korea. Infield single for Blaze. Extends his hitting streak and his on-base streak, by the way. Hitting streak up to 11. On base streak up to 20. First pitch to Jostinson Garcia, and stepping off is the right-hander Marte. So we'll reset. That's pretty significant, too. Yes, the 11-game hitting streak is very impressive, but a 20-game on base streak is also insane. First pitch, he swings and misses, nothing in one. Garcia with a base knock back in the second. He punched a single through the right side. Ended up scoring later in the frame. Sox's lone run in the contest. 0-1. He swings and bounces it foul, third base side. Quickly 0-2. I'll tell you what, I would love to see at some point the replay as a whole, because I thought for just a second the ball was going to trickle foul, but Luciano, clearly a fair ball down the line. Throw's just not there. No balls, two strikes, and Jostinson calls time. Never fails, right? 0-2 with two outs. You got your timeout? Use it. It's like your use it or lose it timeout in basketball.
Right.
0-2. Off of first is Miguel Blaze. He can run if a ball's in the gap. And the pitch. Sails low and in, 1-2. Dancing out of the way of that one was Garcia. And just in case, Ellie Taylor Jr. awaits in the on-deck circle. 1-2. Long looking. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. So Garcia K's, and to the fourth we go in Salem. 2-1. The Woodpeckers on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the fourth we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top of the Salem Red Sox. And taking over in the middle frames on play-by-play duties, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
I appreciate it, Carter. 2-1, Fayetteville leads it here on a very muggy afternoon for baseball. In Salem, three hits for the Red Sox, two hits for the Woodpeckers. Luis Cohen maintaining the mound for the Sox, and on the other side, the Woodpeckers ready to go. 4-5-6 in the batting order. Juan Santander has already singled once today. Cesar Hernandez and Oliver Carrillo. From the right side, Juan Santander digs in a base hit in his first at-bat. That was in the first inning. Two runs came across in the first inning for the Woodpeckers. They lead it 2-1. First offering fisted off foul into the seats right side. Quickly, he's down 0-1. 261 hitter with four homers on the year and 16 runs batted in. Ended the game on the hill yesterday. The 0-1. Swing at a lifter right side. Tailing foul into the seats. Nothing in two. The first baseman was put in to pitch in extra innings. And Carter, you and I sat here and we just said to each other, okay, clearly some sort of background in
yes.
Pitching. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a drive, deep left field. Going back, it's Taylor, and he watches it over the fence. 3-1, the Woodpeckers on top. A solo blast and the second hit of the day for Juan Santander.
Well, he does it all right. Can pitch, can play the field. And he homers once again. That's his third extra base hit in the last two games.
Maybe they got to look into making him a two-way guy. Brings up Cesar Hernandez, the left fielder. Nobody out, nobody on. He sack flied out to right his first time up. Brought in a run. The second of two. First offering. And he looks at a fastball that runs high. The count now 1-0. Righty on lefty matchup now for the left fielder in Hernandez. 19th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization. The 1-0. Swinging a chopper right into his right leg, and it's 1-1. Hernandez yesterday did not tally a hit in the 8-7 Fayetteville win. Was aboard with an error. Did have a sacrifice fly yesterday to bring in a run. Day before that, didn't tally a hit either as he tips another one foul, 1-2. Last hit was in the 10-1 win for Salem. That was back on Thursday. That came in the second inning. Here we are, top of four, the 1-2. A line drive out into left field, tailing foul. 1-2, it stays for Cesar Hernandez.
Oh, now if you're Luis Cohen, you gotta kind of quiet the damage here. Yeah, give up the solo shot. Okay, no harm, no foul. Just gotta bear down though, and not allow another run in this frame. You're still down two, and the Red Sox have, as we've touched on, been swinging a hot stick as of late. So you feel pretty good about your chances to put up at least three runs, but you gotta keep it right here for now.
The now 21-year-old Luis Cohen. Happy birthday to him. Takes a long look in. Winds and fires the 1-2. Breaking ball tipped back foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Hernandez just three hits in the series thus far. Hitless in his last two ball games. Oliver Carrillo on deck. Wainer Luciano in the hole. The 1-2. Swinging a chopper right back up the middle. Charging ahead, Tucker from second. Short throw to first is not in time. Infield single for Cesar Hernandez. Back-to-back knocks to start out the fourth. One of them a solo blast from Juan Santander. Now a runner at first off a base hit from Cesar Hernandez. Fourth hit of the day for the Woodpeckers. Brings up Oliver Carrillo.
Oh. Man, it just seems like Favo's making things happen at the right time again. You get the solo shot. You get the bloop and the blast, if you will, so far in this inning.
Runner off of first. Nobody out. 3-1 lead for the Woodpeckers. Pick off to first. And ahead for a slide. Hernandez in there safely. You know, Carter, this game just feels like a must-win for the Sox. Right? Because you come into today after letting things get away yesterday. Let's be honest. You had a 7-1 lead. First offering. Carrillo takes a fastball high, 1-0. The Woodpeckers come back. They end up winning it in extras last night. And you really were a couple of plays away from winning the series yesterday with the game left. And now, if you split, that feels like a disappointment. Pick off the first. It trickles away, not far enough for Hernandez to take off. And he stays put at first.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's not a must-win in terms of the standings, per se, right? Like, it is only May 26th. But when you factor in the way the Red Sox have been playing, where they are in the standings, who they have coming up next.
1-0, runner takes off from first. Pitch misses high and in. Throw down to second is off the target. And Alcantara's there to back it up so it doesn't get into center field. It's a stolen base for Cesar Hernandez.
And with where the Red Sox were in the series, that's where it becomes a must-win, right? Like, there are different criterias of must-win, and that's the one it fits in right now. You're in control. You want to be able to take care of two games at home. You couldn't do it yesterday. Want to win today before you hit the road for a key six-game stretch.
2-0 pitch to Carrillo. Called a strike in her half. Hit him with a breaking ball, and the count now 2-1. Well, Lynchburg coming up next week. for the Red Sox. Big opportunity there. The Hillcats came in here to Salem. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a chopper, left side foul, 2-2. Came in here to Salem and took 5 of 6.
Yeah.
Against the Red Sox early on in the season. Lone win for the Sox was on a Thursday. Fitting, they're 3-0. Beer mongers don't lose.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. And it's also crazy, we're going to go into June only having 3 Thursday home games. Doesn't that strike you?
That is weird. You had a 2-week road trip.
Yes.
That definitely.
And the first series was a 3-game set.
2-2. Swinging a pop-up just out of the infield, straight away, center field. Underneath it is Tucker, and the second baseman reels it in for out number one. Hernandez stays put at second after a base hit in a stolen bag. Carrillo pops out to the second baseman, and there's one gone for Wayner Luciano. Luciano, the 18th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization. You got 3 of the top 30 featured in the lineup pretty much every night this week for the Woodpeckers. And Jaworski, Hernandez, Luciano. 205 hitter with 2 homers and 13 ribbies on the year. The first offering. He swings, drives the ball high into the air, into the gap right center field. Charging underneath it, Miguel Blaze, and the 4th best prospect for the Red Sox is able to dial in for out number 2.
2-week pop-ups, you'll take that for sure. Trying to keep this at a 3-1 ball game. And now Nunez, who has been in and out of the lineup at times throughout the series, who also has a homer in this series.
Did you see him just, he's trying to tap the dirt off his feet and kind of fumbled his bat there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Took a spill, if you will.
Taps the bat on home plate. A sign of the cross, a couple of windmills, and rested on his left shoulder. Righty on lefty matchup, runner off of second, 2 gone. Top of the 4th, the first pitch. A sizzling fastball at 92. Outer half, called a strike, 0-1. Yeah, Nunez had a decent week. Got that batting average up to 232. Played about 3 of the 6 games for the Woodpeckers. 0-1 offering. Swinging a dribbler right side. Scooped up by Tucker. A fire to first in time for out number 3. Tucker's been busy, responsible for recording 2 of the outs in the 4th. But Juan Santander starts the inning off with a blast. A solo homer over the left field fence. And he puts Fayetteville in front 3-1. Home half of 4 on tap after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the 4th on a Sunday here in Salem, 3-1, Fayetteville. On top, Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as the Sox ready to go 5-6-7 in the batting order. Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Fraley Encarnacion. Fayetteville on the other side, Juan Santander, the designated hitter in the cleanup spot. He delivered with his second hit in as many at-bats of the ballgame, a solo homer over the left field fence to put Fayetteville in front 3-1. First pitch, and Nelly Taylor Jr. looks at a breaking ball below the knees, 1-0. Julio Marte maintains the mound for the Woodpeckers. In his fourth inning of work, the tall righty kicks and delivers the 1-0. Breaking ball in there this time for a strike inside corner, 1-1. Nellie Taylor Jr. 9-game hitting streak turned into 10 today. Here's the 1-1. Misses downstairs with a 92-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 2-1. If he can drive in a hit, it'd be number 10 in 10 games for Nellie Taylor. Two balls and a strike, the pitch. Fastball runs high, 3-1. Three consecutive multi-hit games for the Polk State Junior College alum. 3-1 offering. Misses inside, ball four, and he works a five-pitch walk to lead off in the fourth.
Well, he gets on base again, and you like to see that. Marvin Alcantara, who had a single his last time up, now gets an opportunity.
Alcantara base hit in the second. He was stranded at second base. Red Sox scored their lone run of the ball game in that second inning. Justin Singarcia led off the frame with a base hit, and a sacrifice fly from Fraley Encarnacion brought him in to score. Pick off to first, head first slide for Nellie Taylor, and he's in there safely. Marvin Alcantara, 190 hitter, a homer and 12 ribbies on the year for the Sox. Had a base hit in the eighth yesterday, part of that weird frame. First pitch, and he looks at a breaking ball downstairs for a strike. Throw off to first, and a head first slide. Taylor Jr. beats it safely. It's 1-0.
And you see the catcher there, Will Bush, getting a little aggressive, knowing that Nellie Taylor Jr. can move. Again, mentioned it early on, has the elite speed, 31-37 last season in college. So far this year, we've seen him swipe some bags. Saw him swipe one 2 days ago, back on Friday.
And the pitch, swing and a miss. I thought, yeah, there it is, the scoreboard adjusted. That's 0-2, because I could have sworn I heard a strike call.
Yes.
But looked at the scoreboard, and it said 1-0. Marvin Alcantara down, no balls, two strikes. Nobody out, runner off of first. Bottom of the fourth in Salem. Sox trail by a pair. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a rocket left field, and it is just foul by about 2 feet.
Yeah, just foul, and definitely broke his bat on that one.
Yeah, you heard it.
Splinters it in two. I wonder what they do with the broken bats here. I think some, I want to say some teams auction them off.
Probably. You'd think so. As he grabs a new twig, retires the navy blue and goes with the blondie.
Yeah, different color on that one. Do you remember? Oh, you didn't go. I forgot. Actually, I'll get to this story in a minute.
Runner off of first. No balls, two strikes for Marvin Alcantara. Nobody out here in the home half of four. Marte deals 0-2. Misses downstairs with a breaking ball, 1-2.
So do you remember, I know you didn't go because you were prepping for the game, when we were in Louisville doing Virginia Tech Louisville football. Well, it was a group of about eight of us, sports media kids at Virginia Tech.
1-2. He ducks away from a fastball high and in. It gets away on a wild pitch. Nellie Taylor is placed into scoring position at second.
So about eight of us went, because we were in Louisville, to the Louisville Slugger Museum in downtown Louisville. And to any baseball fans out there, which I would assume most of you all listening and watching are, I would 100% recommend going to the Louisville Slugger Museum.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Misses down and away, full count for Marvin Alcantara. Yeah, one of my biggest regrets is not doing
well,
that.
Well, we'll go again. We went for basketball this year. We went to Louisville twice this year.
Yeah, and it is not close. No. It's a good 6 to 7 hour drive.
No, in the middle of nowhere, too.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with that slider. One gone. Runner on second, Nellie Taylor Jr. after his walk and wild pitch advancement.
Well, and what's so great about it is you get to see the creation of how wooden bats that are supplied to major league organizations are made.
Right.
You go through the process of seeing how, where they cut down the trees from, how they first mold them, how they paint them. They show you the whole process. You walk literally through a factory.
First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion. Line drive up the middle. Smoke through for a base hit. Nellie Taylor Jr. hauls around third. The throw home. Not in time. RBI single for Fraley Encarnacion, and the lead has been cut down to one.
107 off the bat for Encarnacion. No doubt about that, it was going to get through, and all of a sudden, the Sox strike right back.
And how important was that wild pitch, Carter? Because I'll tell you what, Nelly Taylor Jr., he's faster than most cats in that clubhouse, but he's not scoring from first.
No, no.
3-2, the new score here in Salem, bottom of the fourth. Just one gone for Daniel McKelvey. Did not play yesterday, but his last time in had quite a ball game. His best of the year. First offering, and he looks at a breaking ball downstairs, 1-0. A home run in the third inning. This was two nights back in an 8-6 Red Sox come-from-behind win. Home run in the third, a walk in the fifth, and a two-run scoring double in the eighth. The 1-0 called a strike at the knees. 92-mile-an-hour fastball evens it up 1-1. That eighth inning for the Sox was a four-run inning that jolted them back in front, and they never looked back. Second come-from-behind win of the week. 1-1 to McKelvey. Misses high with a fastball, 2-1. Carter, you were a little surprised yesterday that they didn't put him back in the lineup to kind of ride the hot hand there.
Just because he had a big two-hit day the night before, two-run double, the homer as you just alluded to, that's pretty much why. I get, you know, why Montero's got to get in there as well.
2-1 offering. Called his strike. 92 on a fastball that plucks the outside corner, 2-2.
But back in there today?
No doubt about it. Runner off of first for the Red Sox. It's Freely Encarnacion following his RBI single. What a week he has had. That's now 13 hits in his last 13 days with a hit in his last 14 appearances. 2-2 to McKelvey. Swing and a chopper. Broken bat up the middle. Could be two. Nunez picks it up and flips it to first in time for one. That's the second out. As Encarnacion moves to second. Just so much of a slow roller on the broken twig. Not enough time for two.
No, that's exactly right. Second broken bat of the inning. Encarnacion, by the way, both RBIs in this one. Zach Fly?
Yeah. What a week. What a couple of weeks he has had, matter of fact. Brings up Stanley Tucker in the nine hole for the Red Sox. Runner in scoring position. Two gone, trailing by a run, first pitch. And it's taken down and away, 1-0. Tucker hitting just 119, has four RBI on the season. Struck out looking his first time up this afternoon. Long look in here for Julio Marte. He gathers to the belt, and the tall righty glances to second. Kicks and deals, 1-0. Swinging a chopper, left side foul, 1-1. Well, Carter, Salem is second to last in the Carolina League with runners in scoring position. They are hitting as a team 212. Looking to break through a little bit here. They've been much better this week. They really have in situational hitting.
They certainly have. And, you know, we just saw it just a minute ago with Encarnacion. And, again, every single time that one team really has drawn ahead so far this series, the other one always seems to bounce right back. And another big shot for Salem here in Stanley Tucker.
1-1 to Tucker. Breaking ball down and away, 2-1. Stanley Tucker in there yesterday for the Sox. Didn't register a hit, but walked twice. Came around to score after being aboard via an error. Had two strikeouts. And standing off the rubber and picking off to second is Marte in there safely. Freely Encarnacion, who stands off of second after his RBI single. Sox have tallied a run here in the bottom of the fourth to make it a 3-2 ball game. Trying to find the equalizer here. Two balls at a strike, two gone. The pitch. And Tucker looks at a breaking ball downstairs. 3-1. Oh, if you can flip it back to the top of the order, too, that's your heart of the lineup. Arguably the most impressive top five that we have seen all year long, period. 3-1 to the former Aggie. Swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Fills it up, 3-2.
Yeah, wanted all of that one. Oh, well, now, sets up an interesting possibility for the right-hander Marte. Three balls, two strikes. You go with something similar. Do you spike one in the dirt, try to get him to fish?
Big pitch here in the bottom of the fourth. The payoff. Swinging a chopper right side of the infield. Nunez on top of it fires to first in time for out number three. Boy, the way that they had just ever so slightly shifted to the left in the infield, you thought that might have a chance. But a slow roller on three hops into the mitt of Nunez. He makes the play. And the Red Sox strand a runner in Encarnacion in scoring position. Nevertheless, they tally one in the bottom of the fourth off that RBI single from Encarnacion, and they make it a one-run game. 3-2 Fayetteville on top. We go to the top of the fifth after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a muggy Sunday afternoon here in Salem. The Red Sox trail the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by a run. It is 3-2. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox to enter the fifth inning here, and that means the day for Luis Cohen on his 21st birthday has come to a close, and the Red Sox go out there with Michael Sansone, the 24-year-old lefty. Sansone, a Cheshire, Connecticut native, played his college ball at Fairfield. I would say, Carter, statistically the most impressive bullpen arm that the Red Sox have to offer. Will Bush stands in for the Peckers. First pitch on the way, and he swings and misses at an 81-mile-an-hour off-speed. Outer corner, nothing and one.
And he didn't sign with Boston until April of this year. Former Tampa Bay Ray farmhand pitched for the Charleston River Dogs in the league last year.
Sansone deals 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Got him with that off-speed at 80 this time. Same pitch, same spot. Quickly, Will Bush in the nine hole, down nothing and two. 9-1-2 due up for Fayetteville. Will Bush flew out to center field his first time up. As Sansone gathers it at the belt. Antsy on the hill. Brings the mitt to his face. Kicks and deals the 0-2. Looping curveball misses down and in, and it's 1-2. Sansone, a 2-0 win-loss record. He's pitched in four games, has not started a game, does own one save for the Sox. 13 total innings. 0.69 ERA. Sub one. The 1-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. Got him to chase high, and there's one gone with a strikeout here in the fifth.
Well, you almost knew that was coming. Two breaking balls, and then went with the heater. Getting Bush to swing and miss. Now you got to deal with the top, but Michael Sansone, to your point, has always done a nice job out of the bullpen this year for Salem, been one of the more unsung heroes for the Red Sox this year.
There's Chase Jaworski, top of the order, first pitch to the lefty, and a breaking ball misses inside at 79 on the gun, 1-0. Well, Jaworski's been busy today, and truly all week. 30th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization, had a double to start, that was in the first, the 1-0. Looping curveball outside, 2-0. Came around to score. Brought in on a sacrifice fly from Cesar Hernandez later on in the frame. He lined out to center field his second time up. He stands 1-for-2. 2-0. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball left right over the heart of the plate. It's 2-1. Sansone coming off the heels of his lengthiest outing of the year, Carter. It was on the road at Augusta. For the first and only time, he went four innings. Two balls and a strike to pitch. Fastball misses down and in. 3-1.
And I could see him being a guy that, you know, Juan Rivera and Liam Carroll say, let's give you an opportunity to start and let Luis Cohen come out of the bullpen. I could easily see that happening sometime soon.
No doubt. Sansone over the head, the 3-1, breaking ball, fisted back foul, and the count has worked full. Chase Jaworski in the left-handed batter's box for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So Sansone in that last outing, he goes four innings of one-hit baseball, one walk. How about this? Seven strikeouts, by far his best outing of the season. Looking to carry that momentum into today. Big Sunday ball game for the Red Sox, looking to clinch the series victory. They trail it 3-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. One gone, nobody on. Full count for Chase Jaworski. Sansone brings home the payoff pitch. Fastball cranked foul right side, and we'll do it again at 3-2.
Jaworski always works in ice AB. Saw the double earlier. Even his last at-bat was a 6 or 7 pitch AB. Doesn't go down easily, no doubt about that, and that's what makes also a good leadoff hitter.
Payoff again. Oh, he plunked him with a fastball on the left shoulder, and Jaworski takes off the elbow guard, tosses the accessories, and trots off to first base. So a runner on first now for Fayetteville with one gone in the top of the fifth inning. Four hits for each team, a 3-2 lead for the Woodpeckers. And that is the first base runner surrendered by Michael Sansone. Here's Neomar Ochoa Jr. The righty is in, first offering. And a fastball called a strike high in the zone, nothing and one. Neomar Ochoa Jr. 0 for 2 today. Ground out back to the pitcher and a line out to right field. 0-1. Breaking ball runs high, 1-1. He's elevated his batting average this week up to 250. Had a two-hit day yesterday for the Woodpeckers. Runner off of first, one gone. Sansone offers and picks off the first instead. Head first slide for Jaworski. We reset with a 1-1 count.
Double play ball would be nice in this situation. Ground ball three. You see the second baseman Tucker kind of shifted towards the back of the bag.
Ball and a strike. And the pitch. Fastball. This is smoke. Left field down for a base hit. This could trickle all the way to the wall. Jaworski trips on the second base bag. He does make it standing up to third. Probably would have scored if he didn't have that infraction. And it puts runners on second and third off the double from Neomar Ochoa Jr. That definitely had a chance to score Jaworski. Instead, he's forced to stop at third.
Yeah, I think with his speed, he would have scored for sure. Let's just hope he's okay. Now looks like he is. Now the input, I would think, will come in. By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
There's Kenny Gomez in the left-handed batter's box. Second and third, one gone for the Peckers. First pitch, and a breaking ball misses high, 1-0. Shout out to the homies at Fishwick.
Yep. Fishwick fourth inning.
Fishwick fourth inning.
Which, by the way, it's the fifth, but had to still get it in real fast.
3-2, Fayetteville leads it here in Salem. Top of the fifth inning, the 1-0. Breaking ball misses high and in. Two balls, no strikes. Kenny Gomez so far today, fielder's choice in the first, put him at first base, and he came around to score when it was all said and done, and flew out to left. Lefty on lefty, the 2-0, fastball cranked into the air, popped up, left side of the infield, now foul territory, and it continues to tail onto the netting, 2-1.
I thought Antonio Anderson may have had a shot for a moment, but ends up falling out of play. Kind of a long sigh of relief for Kenny Gomez.
Big spot in the ball game here. Fayetteville, with two outs to play with, have a pair of runners in scoring position. And the heart of the order at the dish. 2-1 pitch. Fastball runs high. Count three balls and a strike. Got to throw strikes here, Carter, if you're Sansone in the Sox.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, in this situation. Now, you do have first base open, but you don't want it to get to Juan Santander with the bases juiced after a homer early on.
He swings and lifts the 3-1 into the air, popped up back behind home plate towards us here in the booth, and it clanks down on the concourse. Full count for Kenny Gomez.
Yeah, just beneath us. And a fan's yelling at, I guess it's his daughter saying, you got to catch it. You got to catch it. It was right there.
3-2. And this might have hit him high and in. I believe it did. And that loads the bases. Second hit by pitch of the frame, as well as a double from Naomar Ochoa Jr. And every duck on the pond here for the Woodpeckers with one gone in the top of the fifth.
Well, now you can at least you can hope to spin a double play ball. And you can with Juan Santander at the plate. But he's a dangerous presence. Now up to 268 on the year, that leads the team. He singled earlier on. And he has the home run, a very powerful piece in the middle of this Woodpeckers lineup. Not exactly the situation you want to be in if you're Michael Sansón, but the double play ball is in effect, and obviously you want to roll it here in this situation.
The Fayetteville Woodpeckers are fifth best in the league in hitting with the bases loaded. They hit 263 with everybody on the pond. 57 total at-bats has resulted in 15 total hits. Bases juiced here, one gone, 3-2 lead for the Peckers in the top of the fifth. First offering, and Juan Santander looks at a breaking ball down and away. He sealed the deal yesterday on the hill. Can he really crack this game open here in the fifth inning for Fayetteville? Sansón brings it to the belt. Winds and fires the 1-0. Fastball in there for a much-needed strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Salem, on the contrary to that, they're actually the third-best team when it comes to hitting with the bases loaded. They tally a 306 mark with everybody on the pond.
That's been a big key to Salem's success recently.
1-1. Fastball misses a hair high. 2-1. Sansone's fastball, Carter, really only topping out max 89-90. Does not have a ton on it. More of an off-speed type pitcher. Bases juice. Two balls and a strike, one gone. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. 2-2.
Well, now it sets up a massive pitch. Yes, you want the double play, but a strikeout here would be equally as important in this situation. And Cesar Hernandez is still a nice threat on deck. But a K here of Santander would be absolutely gargantuous.
Deuces wild. Here's the pitch. Fastball cranked back up the middle. Could be two. Tucker Glove steps on second. Fire to first in time. The double play to end the inning and hold them scoreless. Bases loaded with one gone. No problem for the Sox. Michael Sansón and Stanley Tucker deliver. And this game is still within a run heading to the home half of the fifth. We step aside. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth on a huge Sunday here in Salem. Red Sox looking for the series victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. On the other side, Fayetteville looking for the split. Bottom of the fifth, 3-2 lead for Fayetteville. Red Sox looking to claw their way back. Scored a run in the fourth inning to make it a one-run ball game. RBI single off the barrel of Fraley Encarnacion. And then the defense stepped up. It looked dicey for a minute. Michael Sansone in his first inning of work. He loaded the bases, a pair of hit-by-pitches and a double. Had everybody on, and then Stanley Tucker delivers a ground ball up the middle. He turns it into two. An inning-ending double play brings us to the home half of the fifth. Top of the order for the Sox, 1-2-3. First pitch to Nazan Zanatello, and he looks at a fastball downstairs, 1-0. Second-round pick for the Red Sox from a year ago, eighth-best prospect in the organization. The 1-0 pitch is on the way. He barely lifts the bat off his shoulder and looks at a fastball outer corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Still Julio Marte manning the mound. On the other side for the Woodpeckers, he kicks and deals. The 1-1 offering, swinging a dribbler into the mitt of Bush in an unlucky 1-2.
Nazan Zanatello still seeking his first base hit since returning from the IL. Over 2 days, as you alluded to, but hit one of the wall his last time up, essentially, with the warning track, if you will, out to straightaway center.
1-2 pitch. Misses down and away with a slider, 2-2. And yet, despite being hitless this week in three ball games, Carter, he's still hitting 269.
Yeah.
It just goes to show how red hot he was out of the gate. 2-2 offering. Check swing. Pitch misses down and away. Breaking ball once more, and it's filled up 3-2. Now, that being said, he has worked a handful of walks this week. Disciplined at the plate at times, but higher strikeout numbers this week. Payoff pitch to Nazan Zanatello. Misses downstairs, ball four. And a runner on to lead off here in the home half of the fifth.
You'll take that. Down one, just need some base runners. And now you go to your red hot part of the order with Antonio Anderson and Miguel Blay. So you like how things set up here if you're the Salem Red Sox, for sure.
Antonio Anderson 0-2 today. Pair of flyouts. Ready on lefty matchup for the switch hitter. First pitch. And he just lifts it off his shoulder. Looks at a breaking ball downstairs. An appeal. Field umpire in Tyler Green says he didn't go. I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
Barely moved the bat. And it's 1-0. Runner off of first after Zanatello's leadoff walk. 3-2 Red Sox trailing by a run in the home half of the fifth. Nobody out. 1-0 to Anderson. He swings, chops one up the middle. Jaworski backs up, gloves. Short throw to first in time for one. Zanatello makes it to second, and it puts the runner in scoring position.
Well, you'll take that too, because almost like a bunt in this situation. Could have been a double play ball, but Jaworski, because he had to back up so much, and Nunez was shaded so far over, no shot for them to turn the double play. But the leading runner advances. You retire Antonio Anderson, and now Miguel Blase a shot.
Miguel Blase on an 11-game hitting streak now as the first pitch called his strike at the knees, 84-mile-an-hour slider, nothing at one. Came in on a 10-game hitting streak, now on an 11-game tear, base hit in the third. Four multi-hit games in the 10-game stretch heading into today. The 0-1 misses downstairs with a fastball, 1-1. That includes three home runs, seven runs batted in, five extra base hits. He was hitting just 186 at the end of April. And he's way up now, the 1-1. This is down and out, 2-1. Currently sits at 253 after the base hit earlier today, so he's brought his batting average up. But you tally what he's done in the month of May, he's hitting above 310 this month. Runner off of second, two balls and a strike. The pitch, swing at a chopper, left side, backing up, gloving it, Luciano. Fire to first is in time by a step. A one-hopper into the mitt of the covering Carrillo. Zanatello doesn't move from second. And there's two gone.
That was a great play by Oliver Carrillo. And a nice play by Luciano down at third. Had to back up to make the grab on a hop, and then the throw a little bit low, and Carrillo scoops it, and that saves a run in all likelihood.
In the cleanup spot, the center fielder, Josting Singarcia, stands in. Two gone, runner off of second. Again, we've talked about it. Salem second to last in the league with runners in scoring position. They stranded a runner on second last inning. They did it in the second as well. First pitch, swinging a lace ball left side, scooped on a hop by Luciano at third, and he tags Zanatello on the base path as he was charging from second to third, and that is the final out. Red Sox trail by a run, 3-2. We head to the top of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here in Salem, 3-2, Fayetteville on top. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as Fayetteville ready to go 5-6-7 in the batting order. Cesar Hernandez, Olivier Carrillo, and Wainer Luciano. Five hits for the Woodpeckers, just four for the Red Sox. Michael Sansone mans the mound in his second inning of work. Last time the Red Sox were up defensively. Bases became loaded with just one gone. Here's the first pitch to Hernandez. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. But the Sox were able to get out of the jam. Bases loaded, one out, and an inning-ending double play. On the 4-3. Here's the 0-1. Misses high and in with the breaking ball, and the count now 1-1. As the throw back to Sansone trickles past him, man. It's nearly to second. A new pearl. Marvin Alcantara scoops it up and throws the old ball back to the dugout. Cesar Hernandez stands in with a 2.23 batting average. Lefty on lefty, the 1-1. Breaking ball hammered the other way, and a tails foul. 1-2. Hernandez, 1-for-2 today. A base hit in the fourth. Stole a base, was stranded there. Responsible for the sacrifice fly back in the first inning. 1-2 to Hernandez. Breaking ball spiked in the dirt. Deflects off the face mask of McKelvey. And the count moves to 2-2. Well, Carter, it's Memorial Day weekend. Salem, Virginia, a veteran town. Of course, behind home plate, you have the very nice momentum for our prisoners of war missing in action as the 2-2 lifted into the air, popped up right side of the infield. Underneath it, Sansone, he's called off, and the third baseman, Antonio Anderson, gathers for out number one. So I ask you, do you have any Memorial Day weekend traditions, any military in your family? What does Memorial Day mean to you,
nothing,
my friend?
Nothing crazy from a family standpoint, but typically, it's a nice weekend, particularly a night like tonight, where you grill hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah.
And you grill out and enjoy an evening out.
First pitch to Oliver Carrillo. He swings, laces a ball straight up the middle into the gap left center, down for a one-out base hit. Carrillo stops and retreats to first. And now Fayetteville in business here in the top of the sixth. They lead it 3-2.
Hit that ball hard, too. 1-6 off the bat. We've seen some certainly some hard hit baseballs throughout this series. But yeah, no, I mean, it's Memorial Day is one of the best weekends of the year too, if you know you're here in the States. Obviously, most people get the Monday off from a work standpoint,
right?
Just to honor all those that have been lost.
First pitch to Luciano, taken for a strike, inner half on a breaking ball, nothing at one. He's 0 for 2, 18th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization. Sansone gathers at the belt, glances to first, and the lefty winds and fires 0-1. Swinging a dribbler right side, and it continues to curl foul. A lot of backspin there off the end of the bat, and it's nothing at two.
But it's a great weekend because, you know, I think it's important to remember all those that have been lost out there.
Of course.
Serving our country and what they've done to protect everything that we're able to do. Go to minor league baseball games, work in minor league baseball environments, heck, even just day-to-day life, go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Runner off of first. 0-2 to Luciano. Fastball, this is hammered right side through the infield for a base hit. And now the Woodpeckers move station to station. Runners on first and second with just one gone. Back-to-back knocks.
And with the shift, too, Stanley Tucker was playing close to the second base back, about as close as you can, really. And no shot to get what would have been, probably could have been a ground ball to second. Luciano's first hit of the day. Well, now if you're the Red Sox, another double play ball would be nice here. That double play ball in the fifth has saved the game at this point.
Yes.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, you know, it felt like it certainly could have put the Woodpeckers in front a lot more than the one-run lead they have. First pitch misses high and in with a fastball, 1-0. To Alejandro Nunez, the second baseman, who's 0-for-2 in the 8-hole. Long look in for Sansone, who's sort of struggling to throw strikes here, Carter.
Yeah.
Not one of his better outings that we've seen out of him. Coming off a 4-inning, 7-strikeout, 1-hit performance as the 1-0 taken high, 2-0.
But I think so far, even though, you know, obviously we'll see what happens in the sixth, clearly he doesn't have his best stuff, but he's showcasing why he's in the position he's in. Because,
sure.
Because he doesn't have his best stuff, he's having to bear down and battle. And so far he's been, knock on wood, unscathed if he can get out of this inning.
2-0, misses high and in. He might have hit a third, and he did. That's three-hit batsmen against Michael Sansone in 2 innings, and the bases are loaded for the second time with him on the hill in 2 innings.
Well, now you have to have the double play ball. And again, announcer's jinx, that's my fault. Say, you know, still close to getting out of this one. You hit a batter, and now all of a sudden you're in major trouble here. But be a nice opportunity for a double play ball before you get to the top of the order, for sure. And a good candidate with Will Bush at the play.
Deja vu, first pitch, and he sends a line drive into left field. Hip high grab for Nelly Taylor, and the runners stay put as he cannons it home. A soft liner to shallow left. Nelly Taylor Jr. was there to ring the bell, and the runners have to stay put. That was, besides double play or strikeout, best case scenario.
Yes, and of course it's Nelly Taylor Jr. I don't know if everybody on this team is making that play. And he made it look so nonchalant is what I'm trying to say. Made it look so nonchalantly out left. The throw to home was a little bit offline, but there was no shot that Correa was going to score from third in that situation with the ball so shallow.
Top of the order, Chase Jaworski, a bat that you'd love to have come through right now. First pitch, fastball misses downstairs, 1-0. This kind of starts the heart of the order for Fayetteville, right? Especially in the minors, you see the top of the order be the strongest part. You got Jaworski, Ochoa, both with hits so far today, and a lot throughout the series. The 1-0, breaking ball runs high and in, 2-0. Kenny Gomez hitless today, but then you go Juan Santander cleanup, and he's 2-for-3 with a base hit and a home run. So there is no light ABs here, top of the order for either team.
No,
right?
Absolutely not.
Bases loaded, 2 gone, 2-0 to Jaworski. Breaking ball runs high. 3 balls, no strikes. Oh, you can't walk one.
No, you can't issue a free pass. Trailing, that was a little high.
Trailing 3-2. Top of the sixth inning, if you're just joining us here in Salem. A muggy Sunday afternoon. Really just feels like a must-win for the Sox in a way. 3-0 pitch. Fastball. He turns away from it high and in. Ball 4 on 4 pitches, and it walks in a run. It's now 4-2. Just can't happen, Carter.
Yeah, not ideal. Not ideal for sure. And now, well, now a basic blow this game open to an extent. I actually think, looking at TrackMan, it shows you how close Chase Jaworski is to home plate, because he had to kind of duck out of the way of that one, and that one was a borderline pitch on the inner half of the zone. So it shows you he crowds that plate nicely, and it's worked out to his advantage thus far.
There's Neomar Ochoa Jr., first pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike. Outer half, nothing and one. Curled back into the zone off the left arm of Michael Sansone. Bases reloaded, two gone. 4-2 lead for Fayetteville. Sansone trying to keep this game within reasonable distance. The 0-1. Fastball fouled back, nothing and two.
Nice bounce back so far. I think if you, obviously you would love without the two-out walk, but if you only give up one run in two innings with both innings being bases loaded, one out, I still think you take that, no doubt about that.
Wonder how long they keep him in there, though. The 0-2, swing and a lifter, right side, tailing foul into the seats. 0-2 will do it again for Ochoa. He so far today has a double in the fifth. And if Jaworski didn't trip on the second base bag an inning ago, the bases would have never been loaded. He would have scored. And it would have been 4-2 at that point. But he tripped on the second base bag, was forced to stop at third rather than coming around to score. Lefty on righty, bases juiced, 0-2 the count, two gone. Two-run lead in the top of the sixth for Fayetteville. Sansone winds and fires 0-2. Fastball cranked left side of the infield, scooped up by Alcantara. Two steps, fire to first is low, but in time for out number three. Good play by Alcantara, better scoop by Encarnacion, and the damage is minimized to just one run. Home half of the sixth on tap. It's a 4-2 lead for Fayetteville. Back in a jiff. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We got the wave going on in the home half of the sixth. 4-2 lead for Fayetteville. Red Sox looking to win their fourth game out of six this week if they can come from behind for the third time this series. Sox ready to go 5-6-7 in the batting order. Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Fraley Encarnacion. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. And Carter, Nelly Taylor Jr. digs in a walk and a pop out so far today. Came around to score in the fourth via Encarnacion's RBI single. He currently has a 9-game hitting streak at risk.
Yes, he does. You know, hit a couple balls hard earlier today. You like where he's at in the order. A base hit would be huge here for Salem.
First pitch, and he looks at a breaking ball right over the heart of the plate, nothing and one. Pitcher on the hill is a righty. Tall righty, once again for the Woodpeckers. Ramy Rodriguez, he deals 0-1. Swinging a tipper back into the mitt of Bush, and quickly, Nelly Taylor Jr. down nothing and two.
Ramy Rodriguez got the start on Tuesday.
Yep.
In the series opener.
The 18-year-old out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. 5.79 earned run average. Four starts and eight appearances, so kind of does both. Comes out of the pen, starts some ball games for you. 1-1 win-loss record. He winds and fires 0-2. Nearly rings him up with a breaking ball outside, and actually that got in. Kind of a break for Nelly Taylor Jr. And he digs back in with a 1-2 count. 28 strikeouts for Rodriguez. He kicks and deals. 1-2. Swing and a chopper, right side foul. We'll do it again. 28 strikeouts to match his 28 total innings pitched this season.
Four hits on the day for the Salem Red Sox. Be nice to mount a couple together here in the sixth.
1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball down and away, 97. The first fastball he offered in the AB. And Ellie Taylor Jr. is sat down on strikes. That's just the first strikeout in two innings pitched thus far for Ramy Rodriguez. Brings up Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop, with a base hit in the second. Was stranded there. Struck out in the fourth. Righty on righty. First offering. And the shortstop looks at a fastball over the middle. 95 on the gun. Nothing in one. Rodriguez, 16 walks to 29 strikeouts now on the year. He kicks and delivers the 0-1. Fastball misses down and away. 1-1. Last outing, like you were mentioning, came earlier this series, Carter. He went three innings. Surrendered three hits, two runs, both of them earned. He kicks and delivers. The 1-1 misses inside. Two balls and a strike.
It's also kind of an interesting atmosphere here today, if you will. You know, you come off of a couple night games the whole week, really. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Place is packed. Fireworks on Friday.
2-1. Misses inside once again. It's 3-1. Yeah, it's weird because I almost feel like, and there's no excuse, right? In Major League Baseball, you're going to play a million day games. But it's harder to get up for the day games.
Yeah.
3-1. Swing and a fly ball foul right side. Full count for Marvin Alcantara. And that has shown. Statistically, that has been backed up. On Sundays, the Red Sox are hitting 204 as a club. They are 3-4 on Sunday afternoon ball games. Three balls, two strikes for Alcantara. One gone, nobody on the pitch. And a breaking ball rings him up. Strikes right through the zone, looked inside, and just continued to laterally spin. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rodriguez, and there's two gone here in the sixth. And to further the point, Carter, teams hitting 202 during day games
yeah.
this season. That's second to last in the Carolina League. They are 3-6 when playing during the day, so that pretty much incorporates Sundays and then education days. First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion, taken down and away on a fastball, 1-0.
They played three education days, I believe. One here, one
two on the road
against the Carolina Mudcats, one against the Augusta Green Jackets. I actually think it's harder to get out for the Sunday afternoon games.
1-0. This is down and in, 2-0. I think, too, you have on your horizon, you're thinking, well, we got a day off, but we're traveling. So you have the off day, but got to get ready to get on the bus that evening and take the road trip. 2-0. This is inside, 3-0.
Well, and the good thing is, being in Lynchburg,
yes.
the Red Sox won't leave till Tuesday.
Tuesday morning,
yes,
in all likelihood.
It's only about an hour 15 up the road. So you have the full day. You don't travel the day before this week.
3-0. Swing and a line drive on the ground, up the middle. Scooped by Nunez, and he throws to first in time for out number three. Screamer off the bat, 115 for Fraley Encarnacion. And we talked about how he can hammer the baseball. The problem is, a lot of the time, his hardest hit balls are right into the dirt. On full display there. Red Sox sat down, 1-2-3 in the sixth. They trail it 4-2. We go to the top of the seventh in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards.
When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh here in Salem, 4-2. Fayetteville on top of the Red Sox. Salem looking to win their fourth in six here this week, come away with their first home series win in 2024. On the other side, Fayetteville Woodpeckers, a team that really has been spiraling out of control when it comes to wins and losses as of late. They have won just three games in their last 11. They are trying to salvage a series split on the road. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, Woodpeckers going 3-4-5 in the order, and the first pitch is swung on and missed by Kenny Gomez on a breaking ball off the left arm of Michael Sansone in his third inning of work, and it's nothing and one. Muggy afternoon here at the ballpark, but a great crowd on hand. Sansone delivers 0-1. Fastball lifted up into the air, left side of the infield, foul territory. Anderson dives, and he can't make the catch. It drops in front of him. Nothing and two.
Hey, it looked like Anderson thought he was going to have a play on that one for maybe the first couple steps off the bag, and then I think he realized that he was going to have to turn on the jets to get there and just was a little too late. Still, though, up 0-2.
Lefty on lefty, Kenny Gomez. No balls, two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. Top of the seventh, if you're just joining us. 0-2, breaking ball, nubbed back to the netting, foul. Gomez just kind of stuck his bat out in front of that breaking ball to stay alive, 0-2.
And the Woodpeckers, again, with Chase Jaworski and Kenny Gomez in particular, continues to spoil off pitch after pitch after pitch.
0-2. Fastball. This is hit up the middle, through for a base hit. Leadoff single for Kenny Gomez as Miguel Blaze scoops it up in shallow right center field and throws it in. Gomez is aboard at first. Mark it as the eighth hit of the day for the Woodpeckers, in contrast to the Red Sox four. And it brings up the cleanup man, the designated hitter, Juan Santander, who's been exceptional today. 2-for-3, a homer, and a base hit to his name. By the way, Carter, Fraley Encarnacion on that ground out as a pickoff to first. Sees Gomez in there safely with a head-first slide. He hit it 115 off the bat, grounded out to the second baseman. But 115.3 to be exact, that is his hardest hit ball in his career. First pitch to Santander, a rocket up the middle. One hopped into the glove of Tucker. Flipped to Alcantara. Fire to first is in time. Double play. Two gone.
And he got quite the hop down there at second, too. Hit off the top of the mound. Second time Santander is grounded into a double play. You'll see here on MILB TV. I mean, picture perfect. I mean, Stanley Tucker didn't even have to move down at second base. And there's a quick DP. Two down.
Base is now empty with two gone for Cesar Hernandez. First pitch and the lefty pulls the bat off his shoulder, looks at a ball high and in, 1-0.
I'd be willing to bet 115 is one of the hardest hit balls from a Salem Red Sox in general this year.
For sure. The unfortunate thing is it was hit right into the dirt.
Yes.
1-0. Swing and a ripper up the middle. Alcantara scoops it up from short, tosses to first. A leaning snag by Encarnacion, and there's three gone. Well, an unconventional three up, three down in the top of the seventh. The base hit to lead off for Kenny Gomez, but the 4-6-3 double play and the 6-3 putout sit down the Woodpeckers. Home half of seven after this. Sox trail by two. Time for the seventh inning stretch in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh. We just got done stretching here in Salem. Happy Sunday afternoon. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody at home, whether you're joining us on MILB.com, the MILB app, or, of course, if you're watching on MILB TV. 4-2, Fayetteville leads it. Home half of the seventh. Red Sox ready to go 8-9-1 in the batting order. Daniel McCalvity, Stanley Tucker, and the top of the order with Nizan Zanatello. McCalvity digs in. He's 0-for-1 with a walk today. Was stranded at first, his one time on base. First pitch is on the way. And McCalvity rockets one left side of the infield on the ground. Scooped up by Jaworski. Fired a first in time. Quickly on the first pitch, there's one gone. Been quick work by both pitchers in the last two innings. Red Sox were sat down 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts and a ground out in the sixth. And on the contrast to that, Fayetteville sat down in an unconventional 1-2-3 here in the top of the seventh. A base hit to lead off for Gomez, but then a 4-6-3 double play and a 6-3 ground out ended the inning in three batters' face. Here's the first pitch to Stanley Tucker. And he looks at a fastball, 95 on the gun at the knees. Nothing at one. Maintaining the mound is Rodriguez. Ramy Rodriguez in his third inning of work for the Packers. Winds and fires. 0-1. Misses in the dirt. 1-1. He's topping out around 97 today, Carter. He's really got some snap to that pitch. Decked out in the road reds with the gray bottoms. Reads the Ville across the front. Very Louisville Cardinal-esque. The 1-1. Breaking ball in there. Inner half for a strike. Tucker down 1-2.
Well, you go 97. Then you go 90 mile per hour. I believe it was a change at the last pitch. And then 83 with the breaking ball?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice little repertoire on back-to-back-to-back pitches. That's tough for any opposing hitter.
The 18-year-old deals 1-2, and this one gets away. To the backstop it rolls, 2-2.
96, trying to spoil one, and he had a waste pitch, up 1-2 in the count.
Sox being out hit 8-4, they trail it 4-2. 2-2 to Tucker, breaking ball, he limbos away from a high pitch, and it fills it up 3-2. One gone, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Salem, 4-2 ball game. I mean, that is kind of picture-perfect baseball right there, and you see it just cut in half. Eight hits equals four runs. Four hits equals two runs. It just logistically makes sense. No errors.
Yep.
Clean baseball game throughout. As Rodriguez winds and fires. The payoff pitch. Swing and a drive deep into left field, and it tails way foul. Had home run type distance for the first time all year. That kind of pop off the bat for Stanley Tucker as he turned on a breaking ball but lifted it way foul. And we'll do it again, 3-2.
Walk here would be big. Get to the top of the lineup with a tying run at the plate. I think you'd take that 10 times out of 10.
Three balls, two strikes, one gone, nobody on. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He brought him down to a knee with a disgusting slider. Had no choice but to swing at it because it was staying in the zone, just plucking the outside corner. What a pitch from Rodriguez, two away.
Yeah.
That was the pitch of the ball game.
Yes, it was. And I think it kind of fooled Stanley Tucker just a tad out in front of that one. Now, key thing is you leave the bases empty with two down for Nizan Zanatello at the top.
First pitch, top of the order. He swings and misses. Took some big cut at a 96-mile-an-hour heater, high and tight. He's down nothing at one. The 269 hitter, a walk, a fly out, and a strikeout today. Still hitless in the series. The 0-1. Fastball runs low. Ball and a strike for Nizan Zanatello. 19-year-old after a birthday a couple of days ago. Yesterday, was it?
I think it was
Friday.
Friday. Yes.
1-1, the pitch. Misses outside. 84 on a slider. 2-1.
Actually, no, I think it was yesterday.
It was yesterday,
because
right?
Because
he didn't
play.
Play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think it was yesterday.
He's played every other day in the series, starting on Wednesday. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. The 2-1. Misses inside with a fastball at 94. 3-1 for Nizan.
Another guy that we've said, though, just looks the part. Started on a tear, re-aggravated the injury. The 3-1, swing and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour heater, and it's full. And sometimes when you re-aggravate an injury, you just have to be so careful coming back because there's that fear. You don't want to re-aggravate it again. Payoff pitch to Zanatello. Check swing, did he go? Pitch missed inside, an appeal. Tyler Green says he didn't. And a full count walk with two gone has Nizan Zanatello aboard at first for Antonio Anderson, who's 0-3.
It's funny, the dichotomy of that. Here's the replay on MILB TV. No, he definitely did not go. But the entire Fayetteville infield started to kind of walk towards the dugout, thinking they had the strikeout. I didn't think it was close. Didn't look like it was on the replay. Zanatello didn't even look at the appeal. He already tossed the bat.
Here's Antonio Anderson. Red hot coming into today, but 0-3. First pitch, misses down and away on a breaking ball, 1-0. Coming into today, Antonio Anderson in his last five games was hitting .318, two homers, with three runs batted in. Those two home runs, the first two of his professional career, one of which came last night. Runner off of first, two gone. Big spot for Anderson, trailing by a pair of runs, 1-0. Misses inside, 2-0. And we're talking about Nizan just kind of easing his way back in, playing 3 of 6 games this week. Did not travel with the team. Instead, they said, let's send him back to Fort Myers. Allow him to rehab in the facilities that are top of the line. 2-0, misses inside, 3-0. Rather than kind of these makeshift weight rooms that you get on the road, and they just felt like it would be best for him to go back to Florida, not join the team on the road trip. Rehab, get the body right, be able to be in a normal lifting program.
And have to sit on a bus.
3-0, here's a smoked ball, high into right field, going back Ochoa Jr., and he's able to reel it in. Running back full speed, raises his left hand into the air and makes the snatch on the run. If that got over his head, probably would have cut the lead down to one, and instead, we're going to the top of the eighth. 4-2, Fayetteville on top. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth on a Sunday here in Salem. 4-2, the Woodpeckers on top. The Red Sox looking to win their first series at home in 2024. Fayetteville looking to salvage in a split. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play? The best partner a man could ask for, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Fantastic job all week long as the six-game set begins to come to a close. As Gio alluded to, 4-2, the Woodpeckers on top of the Salem Red Sox. A victory for Fayetteville, they would split the six-game set. And a victory for the Red Sox, it would be Salem's first home victory of the 2024 season. From a series standpoint, as it goes 6-7-8 in the Woodpeckers' order, here's Oliver Carrillo digging in from the right side. First pitch, he waves and misses at the first pitch slider, and the count is 0-1. Carrillo, Wayno Luciano, and Alejandro Nunez. Fourth inning of work for the left-hander Michael Sansone as he continues to get stretched out for the Salem Red Sox squad. A one just trims inside, 1-1 the count. Carrillo on the day. He flew out back in the first. He popped up back in the fourth, and he laced a double back in the sixth. 230 average, six homers, 24 ribbies. 1-1, a breaking ball misses high and away, moves the count to 2-1. Luis Cohen got the start. Four innings, four hits, three runs, they were earned. No walks and no strikeouts. A lot of balls put in play today. Just one walk today for the Red Sox. It was Sansone's doing. 2-1. There's a strike in or half. Just above the belt at 83. And it evens up the count at 2-2.
Well, it's got to start here, Carter, right? Love to start with an out.
Yeah.
The first AB here in the eighth inning. Give the offense a chance here. Sansone's worked out of some really, really tough jams.
Sure.
Bases
no doubt
loaded,
about that.
One out twice.
Two balls, two strikes. And the lefty winds and fires. In the dirt it goes, and the count runs full. Yeah, Sansone today, we mentioned it, fourth inning of work. Three innings, four hits, a run. It was earned. A walk and a strikeout. The bases have been loaded twice against him. With one out, only one run is scored. That's been big time in this game. 3-2. There, strike three and a half. A 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Fans Carrillo, and there's one down. Second on the day for Sansone. Here's Wander Luciano. Potentially the last time we see Luciano in this series. 18th best prospect in the Astros organization. 1-for-3 days so far. Ripped a single back in the sixth. First pitch, he takes it for a strike in her half, just below the letters, nothing in one. You know, Robert Bonet, the home plate umpire, has been consistent on the corners today. That's been the big thing. And hitters have had complaints, so what? A breaking ball low and away, evens up the count of 1-1. But if you're consistent, I think that's all you can ask for. And these guys know that, per se, but I think the TrackMan data will back that up. That it can be at times a little aggressive on the corners, but it is consistent, and that's all you can hope for.
I would agree.
1-1 is a breaking ball that trims the outer edge for a strike, 1-2.
Everybody's going to have their own strike zone a little bit, how tight, how wide, but as long as it's consistent both ways, that's the nature. That's the beautiful human element of the game, really.
1-2. Breaking ball in there for a strike three, and a beautiful one at 75 on the black. Two up, two down.
Big time, big time. Sansone really dialed in now, trying to give this offense a chance, turn it over. Here to the bottom of the eighth. Sox with six outs to play offensively, but it starts on the hill and with the defense.
Alejandro Nunez, starting second baseman. Two up, two down on back-to-back Ks, and here's Nunez who digs in from the left side. First pitch, a breaking ball in their first strike in her half at 74. Counts 0-1. We've seen 101 in this series. And we've seen 74. The beautiful part of baseball, if you will, here in Salem, Virginia. 0-1. He swings and pops it up foul, third base side. Quickly 0-2. Today for Nunez, 0-2. Fly out, bounce out, and was hit by a pitch back in the sixth. One of three batters Sansone has plunked today. No balls, two strikes. After the long look-in, he'll wind and fire. Breaking ball low and away. Just missed on the outside corner below the knees, and it moves the count to 1-2. Just in case, Will Bush, the catcher, he stands on deck. Then it gets back to the top for Fayetteville. One ball, two strikes. Michael Sansone looking to strike out the side. He kicks and deals. And he gets it. A breaking ball on the outer half for strike three. Michael Sansone at 73 on the outside corner. Gets three strikeouts on the outside corner, three breaking balls, and now Ricky Rivera's barking with the home plate umpire, Robert Bonet. Again, the outside corner has been a little aggressive. That one maybe, oh no, I think that was a strike in there according to TrackMan.
Yeah, it's a strike, and look, I think it was all elite pitching in the frame.
Michael Sansone, 3-K's looking into the home after the eighth. We go in Salem. 4-2, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free.
Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, as Sweet Caroline chimes through the sound system here at the park. Alongside Giovanni Eater, I'm Carter Hill. On behalf of the Salem Sox, where the Sox down to their final six outs, trail by two, 4-2, Fable Woodpeckers on top of the Red Sox. As it goes 3-4-5 in the Salem order, Miguel Blaze, Justinson Garcia, and Nelly Taylor Jr. First pitch as he winds and fires. It misses low and away on the first pitch fastball, and the count is 1-0. Miguel Blaze, the fourth best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, now carries an 11-game hitting streak, a 20-game on-base streak, 1-0. A breaking ball low and in moves the count to 2-0. Carries that into this AP. He's 1-for-3 today. Fly out to left, a single in the third, and a ground out back in the fifth. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch. He takes it inside, nearly plunks him on the hand, and it's 3-0, and that's big time. Right? I mean, like, if you can walk somebody and bring the tying run up to the plate based on a free pass, well, that's, you'll take that if you're the Salem Red Sox. 3-0, it misses high and inside, may it hit him, and yes, it did hit him. Hit him inside on maybe the left shoulder, if you will. Regardless, it was going to be ball four. And he'll reach on the free pass as Justinson Garcia stands in now as the tie and run. So Garcia, with Blaze off of first, and he can run as well. He digs in from the right side. 1-for-3 day for him. Should he leave the yard here? And again, he doesn't have to. The Sox are, you know, they still have six outs to work with. But if he does, for the sixth time this year, got a tight ball game. First pitch from the stretch. Just misses low and inside. Went breaking ball at 82. Right at the knees, it missed. It's 1-0. Justinson Garcia, he's in the cleanup spot for a reason. Playing center field today. Now 267. Five homers, 19 ribbies. 1-0 is taken high and away on the fastball. Two balls and no strikes. And for Rodriguez, the right-hander, it's his fourth inning of work. He's been phenomenal thus far. Has yet to allow a hit. Two walks and three strikeouts. Could be coming closer towards the end of the line. 2-0. He swings, rifles it down the right field line. It trickles foul. And it's 2-1. But as we mentioned, he started multiple games this season. So he has the durability to go deep into games from a pitch count standpoint. And nobody's currently warming up in the Woodpeckers' bullpen. Two balls, one strike. He kicks and deals. Taken inside again on the fastball. The count's 3-1. Back-to-back free passes here, potentially in question. A situation for the Salem Red Sox, down by two. Three balls, one strike, and he curls and unfurls. It misses low and inside, and a five-pitch walk. So all of a sudden, runners on first and second, nobody out for the hottest guy in the Red Sox lineup, Nelly Taylor Jr. Now we're going to see Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, come out for a quick chat. Nelly Taylor Jr. trying to extend a season-high nine-game hitting streak. He came into this one with three straight multi-hit games. And he came in at 412 during that hitting streak. Kind of the guy you want up in this situation. Today, he's 0-for-2. He popped up in foul ground to Luciano. He struck out. He also walked. Starting left fielder for the Salem Red Sox, has seen his average dip down to 259. But again, it's not what's happened overall this year. It's been all about what he's done as of late. Righty on lefty matchup. Blaze is off his second. Garcia is down at first. Still not a hit in the frame. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Had to have the first pitch strike and he gets it. Does Rodriguez at 93 on the outer half. Nelly Taylor Jr., we were talking about him earlier. What a story to get here to Salem. 11th round pick a season ago, and he's opened up some eyes here at the single-A level. 0-1. Just misses low and away. Went 88 on the changeup just beneath the zone, and it evens up the count at 1-1. You're not going to bunt Nelly Taylor Jr. in this situation, but if you can at least move the runners, would be crucial. 1-1. He swings, rockets it down the right field line. It's fair for a base hit. Blaze around third. He'll come in to score. Garcia to third, and it's an RBI single. Off the bat of Nelly Taylor Jr. to make it 4-3 here in the eighth.
Extend the hitting streak, why don't you? In a timely spot.
Nelly Taylor Jr. extends it to double digits. It's up to 10. And now here's Marvin Alcantara. All of a sudden, the tying run is now down at third. Alcantara's at the plate. Garcia down at the third base bag. Nelly Taylor Jr.'s off of first. Marvin Alcantara 1-for-3 today, a single and two strikeouts. Crucial spot in this ballgame here in the eighth. First pitch. Misses inside. Gets away. Here comes Garcia, and he's going to score. And to second goes Nelly Taylor Jr. as the ballgame's tied up at 4. Well, a 2 spot for the Red Sox. And just like that, Mr. Heater, a base hit. The Red Sox are going to have the lead, and still nobody's out.
Yeah, big spot here for the Sox. Marvin Alcantara with a big opportunity. Try and put the Sox in front. Comeback kids again.
Riley Encarnacion's on deck. 1-0. He swings and rifles it foul down the first base line. Evens up the count at 1-1. For Alcantara, we mentioned what he's done today. Playing shortstop for the Salem Red Sox, typically in that 6-7 hole. And now he finds himself in a crucial situation. 1-1. In the dirt, it goes behind Alcantara. To third goes Taylor Jr., and the go-ahead run is now 90 feet away. I mean, that completely sailed behind the back legs of Marvin Alcantara. And now the infield is going to be forced to draw an in. Two balls and a strike. The Red Sox with a victory. First home series victory of the season. Would be the first time they've won back-to-back series. 2-1, the pitch. Breaking ball low and in, and the count moves to 3-1. You do, obviously, a first base open. You don't want to face Encarnacion. You're going to have to. Maybe you set up the force, but again, with nobody out, I don't know if that matters. 3-1. High and tight fastball and a 5-pitch walk. So now first and third, nobody down, and what do you know, Encarnacion comes to the dish. Well, it has been quite the day for Friday Encarnacion. Two RBIs, a sac fly, an RBI single. And he did ground out his last time up, but the hardest hit ball of his professional career at 115. And a quick meeting now on the mound. Bush and Rodriguez talking things through. The infield remains in Encarnacion. 1-for-2. 284 on the season. That's second best amongst qualifying Salem Red Sox hitters. In the 7-hole today, but such a capable bat. Walk-off 2-run double on Tuesday. He homered back on Friday. First pitch. Misses low and in. Counts 1-0. Went first pitch fastball at 94. Two runs are already in. 8 hits on the day for Fayetteville, 5 for the Salem Red Sox, but the score is what matters, and we're all tied up at 4. The 1-0. He winds and fires. A breaking ball called a strike out or half, 1-1. And a good take for Encarnacion. You don't need it in that situation. 83 on the outer half. Middle infield's playing about halfway back as well. Corners, they play in. One ball, one strike. He kicks and deals. A breaking ball low and outside again. Moves the count to 2 balls and a strike. Daniel McElveny's on deck. Then it gets to Stanley Tucker before it gets back to the top. 2 balls and a strike. Kicks and deals. It drilled him inside, and the bases are going to be loaded. He hit him with a fastball in the ribcage area at 95 as Encarnacion hits the deck, and the bases are juiced for McElveny. Let's see here. Replay on MILB TV. Oh, and it hit the elbow guard. It hit the elbow guard of Encarnacion as kind of shaking that right hand. Based on the way he's kind of dangling it down, as it looks like that will be it for the right-hander Rodriguez. As their second-year manager, Ricky Rivera, takes the ball. The Peckers go to the pen. Looked like Encarnacion may just be having some funny bone issues in the meantime as he shakes it off and hopefully will be able to stay in the game. I'll tell you about the new arm for Fayetteville when we return. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
The third, don't necessarily want to spike one in the dirt per se, but you want to K McElveny if possible. 3-2. He takes it for strike three outside corner. 91-mile-per-hour slider that catches the outer half, and there's one down. Well, you look back earlier. You don't want to fear for the worst, but you look back earlier this week. Actually, it was last night. The Red Sox had runners on first and second with nobody out. First and third, one down. Cannot scratch across the run. But here's Stanley Tucker. Second baseman, first pitch, he swings and tips it foul, nothing in one. Two strikeouts on the day and a ground out for Stanley Tucker, looking for kind of his crucial moment as a member of the Salem Red Sox, if you will. Had a big-time two-run double earlier in the series. 0-1, swing and a miss right through a breaking ball, nothing in two. Zion Zanatello, just in case, is on deck. And barring a double play, now the middle infield will play all the way back and the corners play in. He'll get a chance to swing the stick. 0-2. In the dirt it goes. Gets away momentarily, but what a block by Will Bush as the count moves to 1-2. You had the waste pitch. Again, you got to be careful with Taylor off a third. But I think for the most part, these Fayetteville pitchers, they trust Will Bush behind the plate. One ball, two strikes. One down with the bases juiced. All tied at four in the bottom of the eighth here in Salem. And the pitch. He swings, rockets it into right center. This one will get down for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Alcantara. Going to second, Tucker, and he'll stand up with a two-run go-ahead base hit to make it 6-4 in the eighth. Likely going to be a single and advancing on the throw, but Stanley Tucker comes through, and the Red Sox regain the lead here in the eighth. And here's Nazan Zanatello. The Red Sox continue to come up in clutch situations. And here's Zanatello now who steps in. The entire infield comes in. Sox lead it 6-4. Encarnacion down at third, down at second. Stanley Tucker, first pitch. He takes it for a strike, inner half on a first pitch fastball. Count is nothing and one. What a victory this would be for the Salem Red Sox. And Stanley Tucker, for now, he's the hero. 0-1. Wave and a miss. A breaking ball and a beauty. 0-2. Austin mixes things up on the bump, whether it be with the fastball, with the breaking ball. Has Zanatello down in the count 0-2. Strikeout would be massive. And the 0-2. Breaking ball just high and in by a hair. And I believe the Salem Red Sox may have got a significant break on that one. Nonetheless, a ball and two strikes on Nazan Zanatello. Second and third, one down. And the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Right side of the infield. Carrillo in foul ground. Now Bush is there and makes the catch for out number two as Zanatello spikes the bat. That's a big second out. As both runners stay put, and here's Antonio Anderson. Antonio Anderson is the ninth hitter to see the plate this frame for the Salem Red Sox. He came into this one 318 over his last five games. He's yet to record a hit today. 18th best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Two flyouts, a pop-up, and also a third flyout, I should add. First pitch, he takes it on a breaking ball for a strike outside corner. Right at the knees, the count's 0-1. So the infield now shifts back. Encarnacion stands off a third. Dancing at second, Stanley Tucker after his go-ahead two-run single. The 0-1. Just misses, low and away. Went fastball. And the count evens up at 1-1. Just in case, Miguel Blaise is on deck. For Fayetteville goes 9-1-2 in the ninth, just in case you're curious. The 1-1, wave and a miss. Sweeping slider moves the count to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Sox lead it 6-4. Encarnacion down at third. Stanley Tucker awaits off a second. The 1-2 coming to Antonio Anderson. He rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball, and the Sox leave potential insurance runs on the base pass. But four runs cross, and the Red Sox will look for the series victory in the top of the ninth. We'll step aside and come right back. Sox lead it by two. We'll step aside and be back in just a jiff as the Red Sox have a two-run advantage. We'll step aside and come right back as you're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
CJ Wines is on to slam the door for the Salem Red Sox as we move to the top of the ninth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. After a four spot in the bottom of the eighth, all of a sudden, the Red Sox have a two-run lead. Oh, we mentioned Wines is now on the bump for the Salem Sox. It's also important to note that Freddy Encarnacion is out of this game. He was hit by a pitch, but could be for some defense as well, as Albert Feliz is in the game at first. Looking at Wines' numbers on the season, he's 0-1 with an 8.10 ERA. This is appearance number 9, looking for his second save of the season. 10 innings pitched, 15 strikeouts so far on the year to just 6 walks. So Wines looking for the save, 6th-round pick a year ago out of Western Kentucky. A former Hilltopper will face off against 9-1-2 in the Fayetteville order. Will Bush, Chase Jaworski, and Nahomar Ochoa Jr. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us for Game 6 of this 6-game set. The Red Sox, with a victory, will clinch their first home series victory of the season and their first back-to-back series victories of the season. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they won last night, come from behind fashion after trailing 7-1. The Red Sox looking to hold off the momentum. Righty on lefty matchup to start the frame as here's Bush, who digs in from the left side. First pitch as he kicks and deals. High and away on the fastball. It's 1-0. Today for Will Bush, he's 0-3. Two flyouts, also struck out swinging. 1-0. Wines kicks and deals. Swinging a pop-up foul, third base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. And, you know, you like where you're at in the order for Fayetteville. Yes, Will Bush at the bottom, but Jaworski always works a nice at-bat. Ochoa Jr. has been good. Kenny Gomez, both of them have hit so far today. 1-1, the pitch. High and away it goes. Two balls and a strike. Salem has just 6 hits, but they made them count. RBI single in the eighth, Nellie Taylor Jr. Two-run single, Stanley Tucker. Makes it 6-4. 8 hits for the Woodpeckers, trying to add on here. 2-1. Misses low and inside. Moves the count to 3-1. And you can't have a walk here to lead off in this situation. You don't want to freely bring up the time run of the plate. And Jaworski, not a huge threat to leave the yard, but the following guys, they certainly are, and Jaworski is always a threat at the dish. 3-1. Misses high and outside and a 5-pitch walk. So Bush reaches for the first time today, and here's Jaworski now, starting shortstop. 30th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization, a double today, flew out, hit by a pitch and a walk. Double plays in order, but Jaworski can run. Certainly important to know. From the stretch for Wines, he winds and fires and delivers a first pitch strike, inner half on a fastball. Counts 0-1. Sox won on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. The Peckers on Wednesday and Saturday. 0-1. Misses low and in, and what a stop behind the dish by Daniel McAlvany as the ball skips in the dirt. Evens up the count at 1-1. The Red Sox, why is this so crucial? Well, it continues the momentum you've gained, but you're 5 back of first with the Lynchburg Hillcats of first in the Carolina League North. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball foul down the right field line. Counts 1-2. You're about to go on the road, face off against the Lynchburg Hillcats in a 6-game set. That's arguably one of your biggest series of the year. A series victory at home versus a series split after taking three of the first four would be massive. 1-2. He swings and misses for strike three. Big time strikeout for Wines, and there's one down. Here's Ochoa Jr. The starting right fielder for Fayetteville is a threat at the dish. Serves as the tying run. A 254 average. He's got two homers alongside 16 ribbies. One for four day. First pitch misses low and away. Starts the count out at 1-0. A ground out in the first. He flew out in the third. A double in the fifth. And a bounce out in the sixth. 1-0. He kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. Moves the count to 2-0. Nobody warming up in the Salem bullpen. So this is Wines' frame. At least for now. Seeking his second save of the 2024 season. Sox looking to turn two. The 2-out. Check swing. Did he go? As it misses low and away, they will not appeal. And the count's 3 balls and no strikes. Definitely don't want to walk two hitters to get to the middle of the order. Without a doubt. Gomez and Santander on deck. They can do some major damage. 3-0. Kicks and deals. There's a strike on a breaking ball. Inner half of the knees. Moves the count to 3-1. The Woodpeckers, single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, looking to split the set. 3 balls and a strike, the pitch. He misses downstairs, and there's ball four. 5-pitch walk, first and second, one down. Here's Kenny Gomez. For Gomez, he's 1-for-3. Gotten on base twice, a single, hit by a pitch. Fielder's choice and a flyout as the entire infield will come in and congregate on the top of the bump. The Red Sox, they've turned the corner this season. Yesterday was the first time they were above 500 for the first time since April 16th. They haven't lost a series since the third week of the season when they lost 5-6 to the Lynchburg Hillcats. They've pretty much, except for last week, they've pretty much split every series since. Trying to kind of turn the corner here. And again, you took three of the first four. You got to finish up this one. Here's Gomez, righty on lefty matchup. And here's Wines' first pitch. There's a strike outside corner. Counts 0-1. 87 on the breaking ball. Gomez, 247, 3 homers, 18 RBI. Sox looking for the DP. 0-1. A breaking ball low and in, and the count's 1-1. Off of second is Will Bush. Down at first is Nahomar Ochoa Jr. He's the tying run. Go-ahead run is at the plate. 1 ball, 1 strike. Kicks and deals. Shaw's misses low and outside, below the zone at 87 on the slider, and the count's 2-1. Wines looking for his signature moment at home this season in Salem. 2-1, swing and a miss, it's 2-2. Went 85 on the slider, count's evened up. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down, top of the ninth in Salem, Sox lead at 6-4. He comes set at the belt, and after the long look in, he deals. Swing and a miss, he got him, strike three. A breaking ball and a beauty at 83, and there's 2 down. Well, what do you know? The Woodpeckers are down to their final out, and here is Juan Santander. The bugaboo for Salem this series. Has raised his average to .263, 2 extra base hits yesterday, including an RBI double. He homered back in the fourth earlier today. It was his fifth as McKelvin, he comes out to have a conversation. The Woodpeckers came into this series reeling. They had lost 8 of 9 coming into the six-game set. They've lost 3 of the first 5. On the flip side for them, this could be a turning quarter to direct their season back on the right path after spending such a long period of time in first place in the Carolina League South. Back to action we go. Down to their final out here, Santander. Closed the game yesterday on the mound as well. First pitch, he swings and lifts it foul. Down the first baseline, counts 0-1. Cesar Hernandez on deck. Santander, very physical, demeaning presence in the box. Stands at 6'2", but just looks the part. 0-1, swing and a miss. High heat at 93, and down to their final striker, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Sox on top, 6-4. Santander, the final hope for the Woodpeckers. Here's the 0-2 from Wines. He winds and fires. Swinging a chopper. Left side, Anderson collects, throws to first, and there it is for out number 3. The Red Sox are winners on a Sunday afternoon in Salem, and they win their first home series of the 2024 season with a 6-4 victory over at the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Oh, what a win for the Red Sox. As Salem overall, let's see here, they improved to above 500 for the second time since April 16th. Now 23-22. While the Woodpeckers, they fall to 21-24 after the Sox take 4-6 from the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Well, the Red Sox, they're back in action on Tuesday. They hit the road for a crucial 6-game set against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Second time those two squads have faced off this season. Lynchburg, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, took 5-6 here in Salem earlier this year. Our next broadcast will be back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark 9 days from now when the Downey's Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, come to town for a 6-game set. Let's hope that is after what is a successful series up in the Hill City. So the Red Sox win it, take 4-6, and they win it 6-4, fittingly enough, over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Well, for everybody in the room to our right that makes the magic happen, for Will Howell, who helps out with everything out behind the scenes, our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, and our broadcast partner, my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater. I'm Carter Hill, saying so long. Here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Red Sox win it 6-4. The Red Sox win it over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you in 9 days.